Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Well, hello, everybody. This is El Topo here. I am, of course, your host on a new episode of the Mobile Radio. I would like to thank the band Baroness for doing the intro to the show. And again, I'm very, very excited about what's going on in this episode. We have a lot of exciting things for you, as we always do. And, you know, let me just start off by saying, Gogs, how you doing this week, young buddy? You love me? Oh, that's really nice, man. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Hold on.
Why? What's up, man?
I enjoyed it. Sucking your dick on the internet.
You enjoyed sucking my dick on the internet?
No, I'm
not.
Echoing,
apparently. That is... Really?
Yeah.
Gogs, did you just say you sucked my dick on the internet?
Yeah.
Dude, what's up with that?
Wacky shit.
That is wacky.
I get it.
well, Gogs, I love you, but let's move right on. Vinny, Mr. Vinny Razorball.
Hey, how you going?
It's going well. I think we have a bit of an echo going. I don't know how we're going to fix that. Let's just go on. Let's just keep moving.
I'll see what I can do about that.
But Vinny, in any event, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. This whiskey/coke/rum drink is settling very nicely.
Well, that's good. That's a very positive thing. Yeah, it did. Vinny just lost connection here. We have mounting technical problems, as we always do, with TalkShoe.com, but what can you do? We're going to keep on moving along, because that's what we do here at the Molehole Radio. I'd like to welcome everybody here again. It's great to have you with us. Sorry for the late start, but, better late than never, like I always say, or never say. But anyway... Let's start off with a topic or a segment that I always start off every show with, and that is our hate segment. And boy, do I have a lot of things to talk about how much I hate this week. I have a ton of things to talk about, and I'm sure you'll be happy to hear each and every one of them. First off, I spent a good part of last week's show talking about how much I hate the Olympics. And don't worry, I still hate the Olympics. for a second think that I have softened on the Olympics at all. No, the problem that I have now is I guess there was some controversy. It may have actually happened before last week's show, but honestly, I keep my head in the sand when it comes to the Olympics because I hate it so much. But apparently, the Olympic snowboarder Sean White, red-haired guy, as a friend of mine at the comic book store of all places likes to call him, the Flying Tomato. Sean White's coach apparently said shit on TV, and they didn't censor it. And then there was like a big uproar that he said the word shit. Now this is what I hate. I hate the fact that this country gets upset over him saying shit. Like that was a big internet news story, I guess, that he said shit, and like it was like so horrible and shocking. But nobody really – I never read any editorials or anybody freaking out the fact that they showed a guy dying on screen like 800 times. So in this country, a minor curse word is horrible news. But a guy dying on screen, A-OK. You know, what the fuck is the matter with people? Like how – like everyone says the word shit. I heard the word shit when I was like 4 years old. I mean, it's a fucking word. Get over it, you know. That causes waves. But a guy that's death is televised. That gets little to no coverage. I don't understand. I mean, it gets too much coverage is what I was upset about. But I don't know. It doesn't really make any goddamn sense to me. And maybe I'm way off base. What was that? Guys, did you have something to say? What, the death game?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what did you have to say about the did you agree with that, or did you what did you think about
sometimes
the whole...
Sometimes you gotta feel the beat.
Really? I don't follow you, man.
On the internet.
Yeah, the internet's there. Gogs, I guess I should point out to everybody that Gogs didn't want to do the show tonight. He was feeling sick, but he kind of has this show must go on mentality. So he's a little off his game tonight. But I don't know. You all right, Gogs? You okay, buddy? Yeah, you all right? Or?
If I hadn't touched those kids, I wouldn't be getting touched in prison.
Jesus, dude, that's really fuck. You've really hit an odd patch so far. I mean, you started the show pretty much unprovoked, saying that you sucked my dick on the internet, and now you're talking about how you went to prison for kids.
That's where flavor comes from.
From kids?
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Wow, man, you need to dial that down a bit, don't you think? I mean,
real hard
boners. What? Excuse? Are you still talking about kids?
I know how that game's played.
The kid
this is
game?
The introduction to yeah. The Gogs throwing up segment.
Gogs, what the hell, man? What?
Is he delirious?
What is that, dude? Oh man, Gogs, take a minute. Take a minute for yourself,
all
right? What's that?
I apologize for that, but
it's all right, buddy. Just take a breath, go get some water, and then come back.
Oh my God,
what?
I enjoyed it.
I bet you did, but you need to take a breath. Take 10 minutes to yourself, and then get your head together, man. Get your
shit
straight.
I tried to help.
I know you did, but it didn't really work out, did it?
I get it.
I don't think you do. It's getting really weird, man. You're talking about sucking my dick and blowing kids and, kids' boners.
Fair.
Yeah, it is fair, man. You just need to, give it a couple of minutes, man. I just come back, all right? Oh, do you get what I'm saying? Is it a yes, a yeah, maybe, something like that? Just let me know.
I get it.
All right. Thank you. All right, man. Now, let me talk about some other things that I hate this week. For those of you that I don't know if how many of the listeners here have tattoos on their body. That's redundant. I don't know where else you would have a fucking tattoo besides on your body. Do you have tattoos on your mind? Do you have tattoos on your ego and your superego? But no, if you have tattoos, that's great. I have lots of tattoos, and I love tattoos. I think that, if you want to express yourself or whatever you want to do, even if you just like artwork, tattoos are great. That's fantastic. Now, what someone neglected to tell me when I got a tattoo and when I got so many of them, because I have quite a collection of tattoos at this point. I two full sleeves, both of my ribs are done. I have a piece... remember when I told you about the burping thing?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I was eating lots of pizza and drinking beer before the show. Yeah, and I was telling Vinny before the show, I don't like to drink a lot because the burping really breaks my concentration, and now I don't even remember what I was talking about. Was it the tattoo thing? Yeah. But so what I really wish somebody had told me, I wish my tattoo artist, and it's the same artist that's done all my work, I wish he'd sat down and told me, look, don't worry about the pain thing, because that's what everybody worries about with tattoos. It's going to fucking hurt, and then you get the spiel about, well, it's going to last forever, and, yada, yada, yada. I don't care about all that. I understand that, and I could deal with that. That's fine. What they needed to tell me, what my tattoo artist needed to fucking tell me was... that the minute I get tattoos, and a lot of them, invisible tattoos, where, everybody can see them, all the time. If I'm wearing any kind of, short-sleeve shirt, everybody can see my, that I have quite a few tattoos. I wish somebody had told me that this gave me entry into the glorious Tattoo Club. Now, if you haven't heard about this, the Tattoo Club is an awesome club. The benefits include anytime you're out in public, every fat dude with a tribal armband has to come up to you and talk to you about tattooing and his tattoo and what it means to him and, what does your tattoos mean? I don't want to be part of this club. Nobody told me about this. And, I'll be honest, full disclosure. A lot of things that I do in life, I enjoy them, but it's also to kind of get chicks. I started playing music because it's cool and it's kind of a cool thing to do, you kind of think, oh, I'll be a musician. Musicians are kind of cool. You, like, aspire. You see, like, you know, like Jimmy Page, and you see, like, these cool kind of rock icons, and you want to emulate that. Now, part of you wants to emulate it because you, you know, appreciate their music and you want to duplicate what they do. But another part of you is because it's a cool thing and you want, you know, chicks to think you're cool. Tattoos, exactly the same way. Like, I love tattoos, but honestly, there's a part of my brain, you know, a small percentage of my decision was, you know, I like chicks with tattoos. So my logic is I get a bunch of tattoos, chicks with tattoos will like me. It's a pretty sound logical reasoning, I would think, right? Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Now, here's the problem. The tattooed chicks, they're few and far between. The big fat dude that went to, like, Arizona State with his fucking kid's birthday on his arm, they come out all the place. I didn't even know that many people from Arizona State lived in Maryland. But they're all over the fucking place. Every time I go to a bar, this guy's got to show me this tattoo or this tattoo. And I'll be perfectly frank, I spend a lot of money and a lot of time on my tattoos. My tattoos, I put the Pepsi challenge up to anybody's shit. And I think they're very good and very well done. The problem is that there's a lot of shitty tattoos out there. And to compare your poorly designed tribal armband to my tattoos, frankly, insults me. It does. I can't fake an interest in your bad tattoos for more than 10 minutes. And I just can't do it. And you would be amazed, people, how often I have to do this. It is uncanny how often this happens. I'm talking almost any time I go out to a bar. And there is no worse conversation, and I get it. You know, I put myself up to this because, you know, you get tattoos, people are going to ask, that's the first question, well, what does that mean, or what is that supposed to be? And I get that. But, man, there is nothing lamer than having somebody, like, question you about your tattoos. And I've even gotten to the point now where, like, it's just like, I did it because it looks cool. And I had one guy at a bar, big fat guy at a bar, he's like, that's not why you did it. And I'm like, so wait, my answer wasn't good enough for you now? I don't quite understand. Like, that wasn't acceptable? Like, again, the tattoo club. I would have never gotten tattoos if I knew about this club. No one told me. Someone should have informed me that as soon as I got all these tattoos, there would be an illustrious thing that everywhere you go, annoying people would ask you about tattoos. And then, like, I get all these questions about, like, okay, there's another crowd in the tattoo club that you didn't know about. The potential tattoo club people, or even worse, those are people that are on the fence about getting tattoos, and they ask you, like, 50,000 questions about what they should get and all this crap. It's like, I don't care. I made the decision for myself. That's what you should do. I don't know what you should. You know what? I really wish, like, people would take my advice, and they'd just be like, I think you should get, like, fiery pentagrams that are made out of dicks. That's what you should get. Get it on your chest and put I love to suck balls underneath of it on your fucking abdomen. That's what you should get. That is your tattoo. If you don't, and you know what? It should be one of those, like, rules. Like, as soon as you ask somebody the stupid tattoo question, you have to get it done. Just fucking deal with it. Like, what do you want? I don't know. I want the devil beating off on my face. That's what I want. And I want to put, and I want you to tattoo across your chin, I want to suck devil cum out of my eyes. Please. Thank you, Jesus. John 3:16 underneath on your neck. That's what you should get if you ask me stupid questions about tattoos. Now, I digress because I got all worked up because you just cannot appreciate how annoying this is. People that have genuine questions about tattoos, I don't have a problem with. It's the annoying people that just poke and prod you and ask you things like, you ever get to a point in your life where people ask you questions? It happens to me all the time. They ask you questions about things that you can't possibly ever know the answer to, but they ask you anyway. Like, this happens to me at work all the time. Like you guys don't know any of the people I work with, but they'll be like, I get to work at 6:30. So there's some people that get there earlier than me, and they're like, was so-and-so here at 5:30 in the morning? Knowing full well that I just walked in the fucking door. It's like, I don't fucking know. My fucking camera that I usually put in the office at night, like, I guess most of them went on the fritz. I don't fucking know. But, like, people ask me these fucking questions about tattoos. They're like, well, how much does it hurt? How the fuck should I know It does. I mean, it's different for everybody. Like, I don't think it's that bad, but you could get in the chair and start crying bloody murder and say it's worse than the Holocaust. I don't fucking know. There's no way for me to answer that question rationally.
Well, you got to come up with a stock scary answer. You know, it's like, just imagine,
I mean,
you ever get a bee sting? Imagine that 1,000 times over an hour, just constantly stung by fucking bees, and then it all
I've gotten to that
for
point.
The next 2 fucking days. Oh, God.
I've gotten to that point, to be honest with you. I mean, it just gets to me, and you know, this is a perfect place to vent about it. And every time it happens, I'm like, what is going on? Like, and I think that the biggest problem with it is, and I always, this is something that really, that always sticks with me. I mean, you guys have seen my picture, and if you haven't, go to, theouthousers.com. There's tons of pictures of me, or pretty soon you'll be able to go to moleholeradio.com, but more about that later.
Don't forget YouTube.
That's right, and YouTube. There's another burp coming, so I apologize in advance. Anyway, what was I saying? I don't remember. The thing is that that's always bothered me in my life is my my attitude and my persona, for lack of a better term, doesn't fit in my body. And I've oftentimes thought I'd be much more scary and intimidating in another person's body. And getting tattoos, like, in a way, like, because I don't like people, like, in general. I really don't. And, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, I see guys, like, big tough guys with tattoos, and I just don't want to talk to them because they're scary. And I was kind of hoping that with all these tattoos, like, I'd be kind of scary and people would leave me the fuck alone. It had the total opposite effect. I might as well just gotten fucking Hello Kitty tattoos all over me and had fucking lollipop dispensers coming out of my fucking elbows. People would be like, oh, cool, look, it's TJ. Oh, let's talk to him, bother him, and take some fucking lollipops. It's annoying as shit. So really, the point of this whole thing is leave me the fuck alone, people.
You know, I have to say, though, I think some of the people that have tattoos are some of the nicest people I've ever known. Case in point, yourself.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I feel like you almost kind of, you know, you almost kind of brought it upon yourself.
No, that's a fair point. That is a fair point. But I don't
know.
Well,
they are doing it for the reason that you were doing it. It's, you know, they want to, you know, look a little tougher, look a little, you know, so they don't have to put up with people's shit. So they're sort of more,
right.
You know, back in the day, back until pretty much like the late 80s, you know, if somebody had a tattoo, you know, they're probably a fucking biker, or they're probably,
yeah.
You know, or they're a veteran that got home from Vietnam and doesn't want to fucking talk to any of the goddamn hippies that spit on him when he was getting off the plane, even though he was drafted and didn't have a choice to go over there.
Right. We should start a movement where that people with tattoos fucking take that persona.
Yeah, we need to take it back.
You know, I feel like you guys shouldn't have to put up with that, because I completely agree with you. That's crap.
And, of course, that delightful voice at the other end of the hall is Vinny, Mr. Razorballs himself. But, and I do have one more thing to talk about in my hatred, and I'll calm down about the tattoo thing. And Vinny, to answer your question, again, you're right, or not to answer your question, but your statement that you made, I did kind of bring it upon myself, but it doesn't mean I shouldn't hate it any less. I complain
right.
about
you're
shit.
Right.
I have done it to myself. There's a part of me that agrees with that, but, you know, people don't have to be that annoying. I, for one, you know, I hang out at the rock clubs, you know me, I like the heavy metal. I hang out around people that are tattooed. I don't go up and bother them about their tattoos. I don't see a guy with a Cannibal Corpse tattoo and go, oh, man, I really like their first album. You know, their early work is really good.
What's the metaphor behind that?
Yeah, yeah. You know, oh, I see that you have a zombie butt-fucking a cow. What does that mean to you? Is that about your dad?
It probably does. You know, it's just sit back and assume that kind of stuff about people, I think.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. And it's funny too. You know, before I move on this tattoo topic, I keep thinking about more examples of things that are funny. You know, I had the one guy that I told him that the tattoos were basically because they look cool, and because I didn't feel like explaining like the whole thing, because there is like a big theme behind most of my tattoos. But there was one guy that asked me about. This was when I just had my right arm, and for those of you that haven't seen pictures, again, go to theouthousers.com. I posted pictures about every single one of them. But it's all based, my right sleeve is all based on the work of H.P. Lovecraft, who is a big, like, he's probably my favorite writer and a big influence in my life. So this guy asked me, he goes, well, what is that about? And I was like, yeah, I would tell you, man, but I don't think you want to hear it, you know, because I know it's a boring story. Like, I know, like, I know that you're not, unless you're, like, in, like, the horror, no. Like, unless you know about Lovecraft, like, you don't give a shit. Like, most people in the street don't know who H.P. Lovecraft is, you know what I mean? So, I'm like, yeah, you don't want to hear it, man. It's boring. He's like, no, man, definitely. Like, let me know. I love that kind of stuff. Like, I love horror shit. So then I start telling him, and he's, like, ignoring me. I'm like, motherfucker. Like,
fucking Rob Zombie exhibit. Or something that has to do with printers.
Yeah. I got this right after $2 Bill came out. And it's all about Limp Bizkit and their early work. And... Oh man, but yeah.
Well, what do they expect? Like they expect like the Johnny 28 story from Con Air.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't put myself in the mindset of these people because I don't understand it. You know, for lack of a better expression. And
well, maybe most other people. I mean, do most other people have like these crazy stories for their tattoos? Ask the other tattoo.
You think
people.
So?
Because a lot of people try and do that, like try and justify it with like some sort of deep and meaningful, not just that looks cool when they're
right.
Drunk.
I could see that. Yeah, I don't know. But here again, like I do hang out at a tattoo shop quite often, and I do talk to people, and for the most part, I don't really get a lot of drawn-out answers. I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but I don't know. I think that there's also this innate thing in humanity where, like, people feel like they have to talk all the time and, like, make conversation. I get that in my office all the time, and I have to use that because when I'm out in public, I try to avoid people at all costs, but in my office, I'm kind of locked in with them, so it's like I gotta fucking deal with these idiots. And people in my office do this all day long. Like, they'll just come up with, like, topics to talk about. They're like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? I'm like, I fucking masturbated. Like, why are you asking? Like, I don't, like, you got to understand, like, I don't talk to these people at all. Like, I can't stand anybody, the people I work with. So they're like, you know, they want to make this small talk. I'm like, oh, like, did you go see any movies this weekend? I'm like, yeah, I saw fucking, you know, Fisting Fireman 6. What did you go watch? Like, I know it's me. I know that I'm kind of a dick, but I think most people, like, recognize this whole need to make conversation, and they just kind of go along with it, but I'm just a jerk-off, and I don't want to go along with it. I have no interest in talking to these people.
Good for you. Because I'm on the opposite side of the point. I'll go out of my way to make conversation with people, even though I don't want to.
See,
so later conversation
no.
is a little less awkward. And I know I'm wrong in doing that, so I appreciate where you're coming from.
But it's not to say that when I have conversations, I don't want to have them. Like, if I have, it's like, here it is. Here's what it's like. Like, when you get a phone call, have you ever gotten a phone call from somebody that just went nowhere? Like, you get a phone call. I'm sure everybody here can relate to this. Like, you get a phone call mainly from girls. Like, they call you and they're just like, so what are you doing tonight? What are you doing? Nothing. Watching TV. And then they just sit there and wait on hold. Like, that's what conversations in real life are like. But people don't have that governor, because a lot of people know not to call unless they have a point. But a lot of people don't know in real life they shouldn't talk unless they had a fucking point to their conversation. So my suggestion is everyone should just always be on their phone.
You know, Tim posted that already. And that's when we get to the hate segment, I think I'm going to have something to say. No.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because Vinny, Mr. Razorballs himself, sir, what do you hate this week?
Crap, I don't have my hate document up. Hang on just a second. fuck the hate document. I'm gonna go off cuff here, and I'm gonna say I fucking hate reality television shows.
Me too.
More than anything, though, and there are some reality television shows I can stomach, but there are some that I just simply can't. And most of those are based around fashion, or any reality television show where the competitors are voted off. In some sort of order. I can't handle it because they're all the same fucking show.
Well,
over and over.
What about, do you like the ones that are like competitions? Like American Idol, like you actually have to do something.
No, you know what? I don't like that one either. Because I feel it's exploitative in a way.
How so? That's an interesting... I didn't expect to hear that. That's an interesting
turn of phrase. I guess I'm coming from it from the angle of I usually only watch the first few episodes.
Sure.
My wife watches the
terrible people.
The terrible people. Like, yeah. And it's exploitative, but at the same time, I don't like the fact that people are making money off of the
retards.
I don't like that people are making money off of retards. But what I do kind of like about it is like the people that get up there and they do their thing and they really think they're the shit. You know, and everybody throughout their entire life, like their mother and their father, have told them they're all bad means, and they get up there and their lives are just completely.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love seeing that sort of scenario. I love seeing people just, you know, whittled down to nothing and watching their lives melt in front of their faces.
I
think that's just an American thing. But I don't like to see it on TV. I don't know. I feel like it takes the wind out of when it happens in real life.
I can see that. I don't know. Like, American Idol is a weird show. Like you, I only watch, like, they've actually cut it down. It sucks because, like, in past seasons, like, the beginning part, like, the really bad people, like, they used to stretch that out for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they've streamlined it, and I think that's a shame, because that's the funniest part of the show.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Well, pretty much all reality shows,
what's
a
that
lot
thing?
Of reality shows, that, oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Well, pretty much all reality shows, they're pretty much, it's the first 2 seasons, and then after that, it's pretty much scripted after that point. Like, the first 2 seasons,
right.
You actually get some real interaction, you get surprises, everything, but after that, like, actually, the only reality shows that I like now are the food-based ones. You know, like,
I
will be fascinated, like, there's this barbecue show, I don't even know the name of it, but they have, like, barbecue competition, these guys that go, they follow guys that go around the barbecue competitions, and there's some of them that have eaten that. So,
like,
you know, that,
like
that one
chefs?
I'm kind of interesting.
Well,
they're barbecue pits. You ever been to a barbecue festival where they're, like, cooking ribs and, you know, and chicken and pork?
No, but it sounds delightful.
I know what you're talking about, but
it's not on the Food Network. It's on
that, right? They're not voting people off that one, right, Tim? Like, it's just
No, they're actually going to barbecue competitions. So, like, whoever the judges are, they're just, like, the local people that are hosting
like,
the barbecue competition. So
it's a roadshow of culinary food.
They're just
food.
Documenting people that are doing the barbecue and watching them, like, get pissed off because, like, there's one guy who cooked his chicken in muffin tins, and that's how he got him to look all perfect, and then, like, another guy stole that idea. You know, and you see, like, these hillbillies getting all pissed off, you know, because somebody's using a fucking metal pan the way he does.
I gotta say that my muffin tops don't look perfect. I got some skinny jeans. And they just, yeah.
I mean, I like Ace of Cakes. You know, I like the Cake Boss. Those are, like, the only ones where there's actually, like, some real interaction.
I should like Ace of Cakes because it takes place in Baltimore and, of course, you know, hometown kind of thing, but I can't get into that show. The only episode I like, there is an episode where they, there's a band that's out of Maryland that I think I've played some of their songs on the show, but their band Clutch, and you may not know them, but they're very big in this area. And, the fat chick that's on Ace of Cakes, she's got, like, the glasses, I don't know her name, Anne Marie, I think, or something. She is the sister of the lead singer of Clutch. And there's an episode of Ace of Cakes that I thought was really cool where they made Clutch a cake, and it looked like Tim Salt, the guitar player's amplifier in his guitar, and I thought that was just really cool. And it was the episode, they played Clutch music throughout the whole episode, so I thought that was really awesome. That was, like, one of the only moments of that show where I was like, oh, cool, hometown pride, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's something you can associate with.
The Cake Boss. That's that
check
one's
that
based
out.
In New York, and you know, it's like he's doing these cakes, but then every once in a while, I have to go and, like, deliver to some sort of, like, back alley club where you got, like, all these old Italian guys, and they're, like, you know, they're not liking the fact that there's cameras going in there,
yep,
and they're delivering like cakes
I'm
shaped
stupid.
Like roulette wheels.
Those are pretty good. So maybe, you know what, now I'm agreeing with everybody. Maybe I should take, like, I'm going to go ahead and say I hate the repetitiveness of many reality.
You hate, like, the Survivors and the Big Brothers,
yes.
That kind of thing.
Survivors, the Big Brothers, and you know what, there's cooking shows as well. What is it, Top Chef,
Iron Chef?
Hell's Kitchen is the sucky one.
There's one that's on Food Network. Tim, you might know this one, or somebody else in the chat might know this. There's one in the Food Network where they have to, like, it's called, like, something cut or something. They give, like, four chefs, like, these ridiculous ingredients, and they have to make something. Like, I saw one episode where they gave them live crawfish. It was disgusting. They were, like, walking around on the table. I was like, holy shit. It was pretty cool, though. It's on the Food Network. You know,
yeah, I know
Food
the one you're talking about. It's kind of hit or miss. But
I would never think I would ever in a million years watch the Food Network. I never cook. I mean, I love to eat, but cooking
is... And I think that's where they start to pander to, because I love to eat, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they have that going.
But I never thought I would watch the Food Network. But then, you know how it got me? It's an HD channel. And I don't know about you, but ever since I got HD, what, 3-4 years ago or whatever it was, and maybe longer than that, but whenever, I don't even turn to the non-HD channels anymore. I have the favorites that are in the high def,
dude,
and I just
your eyes have evolved. Fuck non-HD.
I'm gonna tack this on as part of the hate segment. It's 2010. Why isn't every channel in HD?
That's a very good question.
I thought when they did the whole digital conversion, I thought everything across the board would be in HD. Mm-hmm. What fucking happened?
That is a common misconception. Well, we may get into that on the text.
Nice. That is what
they
call
a extra. For the
that is, I like that. That is promo within a show. I like it. Do you have Vinny? Do you have anything else that you hate that you'd like to talk about?
I have a lot of things that I hate, but I'm not going to talk about it right now. I'm not going to take anything else. Actually, I was just throwing anything else on the table.
Sure.
Especially after that last half-assed. So the answer to that is no. I'm going to go ahead and pass the torch.
Moving right along then, I'm actually going to give you your tech segment.
Oh, goddamn, I don't have my tech segment.
You're not ready for this? You and your documents.
I got a lot of documents. I'm a tech guy. Can we
ask Goggs what he thought about the hate segment?
He's coming down the stairs.
I know he went to go take a break.
All right, here.
Goggs, you all right, buddy?
Yeah.
You good?
Okay.
No all pressure. Right.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine, buddy. We got to back off him, dude. He's obviously not feeling
shame.
Well. I mean, what was that?
Shame on who?
Shame.
A little bit of shame in what you just did in the bathroom. I agree with that.
And he also said the thing about the boners and the kids. So, yeah, you should feel ashamed about it.
Of course, you enjoyed it. You said it.
Dude.
Freaky bastard.
Real hard, big boners.
Okay, now,
dude, calm down, Goggs. Jesus. Man, it's a little much.
If I hadn't touched those kids,
we all know about
the kids.
You
wouldn't have gone to jail. We know.
The kids.
Real
what about the children?
You know, he keeps going back to the kids.
I apologize for that. But...
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you should apologize for that, Goggs. Jesus.
Is masturbating a hobby?
Where did that come from?
Yes,
dude.
God, just a stranger. I didn't, you know what? You're a fox, Dan.
God.
Yeah.
What do you say? We couldn't hear him on the radio.
His fly is down.
His fly is down. He's just kind of presenting. No, I don't know about that.
They're the best.
That explains a lot.
Anyway, I think Gog's getting tired.
Yeah, we need to set him down for a minute, I think. Jeez. Well, anyway, do you have... Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Because we can go to another topic.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go right now.
This is a new segment on the show. This is Vinny's tech segment, or tech minute with razor balls, as I dug the segment in my show notes.
Later on, we're going to have some sound effects.
Oh yeah.
Maybe some lasers and maybe the sound of a chainsaw. So let me go ahead and just put that in your minds now.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be ball. I kind of figured dodgeballs with like chainsaws coming out.
You need to find an anime. We're gonna use those exact sound effects from your mouth. Okay, actually do it. All right, so let me run through the list real quick. Over the past week, Google released a new social networking thing called Google Buzz. A lot of privacy concerns and issues when it first launched. It was instantly available to all the Gmail users, which I think was part of the problem, because all of your contacts and followers were thrown out there if you didn't go in and set your privacy settings. So let me go ahead and say right now, if you ever start a new social anything on the Internet, check the privacy settings, always, unless you want the pictures of your balls posted onto YouTube for your boss to see the next morning at work. Check the privacy settings.
I think Goggs would actually like that,
right?
From what he's
Goggs,
tonight.
Right. And you know what? Even stranger, I think his boss would like it. All right, anyway. So, iPad. Everybody's heard about the iPad. The iPad may support video chat. Who fucking cares? Moving right along. We're going to go back to Google Energy. Now, this is something new and kind of exciting. I've got a little bit of a tech boner for this one myself. They've been granted an order by the Federal Agency Regulatory Commission to buy and sell energy at market rates. Now, if this doesn't pique your stock interest, I don't know what will. They say they want the ability to buy and sell electricity in case it becomes part of our portfolio. And by portfolio, they mean the rest of the world that they're going to own in the next decade.
Well, if Apple doesn't buy it first.
Yeah, there's another little pull and shove there. No more support for Internet Explorer 6. If you're still using Internet Explorer 6, kill yourself. Moving right along.
If you're still using Internet Explorer 6 to download pictures of your grandson's 7th birthday.
Yeah, it's time to just go ahead and die. Let's throw in the towel, Grandma.
Maybe you want to also cancel your Alsta Vista account.
Yep. Okay, we're going to go on to Foxconn. I don't know if you guys know who Foxconn is, but there are a...
It's a name of a person? Or
it's the name of a company. They make... they're famous enough for making money. Anyway, so the workers that they have in Juarez, Mexico, they don't get mad, they get even. So the managers decided they wanted to let these Mexican workers work a little bit longer, and they told the Mexican workers that the trucks that push them back and forth between the working site and their homes, because apparently nobody has their own cars in Mexico, was held up at a military checkpoint, apparently very commonplace down there. Turns out that was a big lie, and they were just blocked up in the parking lot. So the workers set the place on fire. I don't think. So, you know, that's what happens when you lie to your employees. Let that be a lesson to all managers and company owners. Next topic. Please Rob Me. If anybody has heard of this website, give it a check out. It's pretty awesome. On the same topic, if you use GPS location-based service on your phone specifically, for example, Google has this thing where you can, latitude. When you leave, it broadcasts the message of where you are, but at the same time, your phone records where you live. So if you happen to leave your house, anybody can see on Google Latitude where you are, specifically not at your home. Okay, hang on.
He's coming in a little quiet.
I can't really hear him.
How's this? Is that any better? I can make it louder.
Yeah, sounds better.
That's good.
Okay. So the place is called, or the website is called Please Rob Me, and it's based around GPS location-based services, things that are new on devices like the Droid that's been on the iPhone for a long time. They're coming out on the HTC Aris. These are all Android-based devices, except for the iPhone, of course. So anyway, when you leave your house, it keeps track of where you are, and at the same time, your phone keeps track of where you live. So this is all publicly made available. If you go to pleaserobme.com, it will show a list of people based on Twitter feeds who is and is not at their house. So if you happen to be a blossoming criminal, who likes to break into people's houses and steal their stuff, which, you know, I think I've thought about before. Maybe once or twice, DJ. Maybe you.
Yeah. I can't carry a lot of stuff, though, so it's not really a...
Chances are we go together. You know, so we have a trucker and a couple of arms. I think we'd be good to go. Don't do it. Don't fucking put your shit out there, because you're going to get stuff stolen from you. I mean, it's on the internet. Everybody can see it. Once again, if you're doing anything social on the web, make sure you check your fucking privacy settings. Otherwise, you deserve a thumb stamp. Moving right along. If anybody's
harsh,
heard,
but fair.
It's harsh, but fair. That's right. That's the way it should be.
Oh, can I throw in a tip for the privacy settings? Facebook or another social network, don't be dumb enough to add your boss to your social network. Don't post that you're calling in sick and going to the beach. That actually happened. One of his employees actually did that. And it showed up on his Facebook account.
And I can't imagine that was a positive reaction.
Think that's hilarious. There's always, I don't know, like, I always kind of see them randomly, but there's always great posts I see on the internet, like, Facebook fail, and it's just like, have you ever seen any of the ones where, like, someone would post, like, a chick would post, you know, my boss is such an asshole, he makes me do, like, the lamest work, and then the boss comments, he's like, I'm sorry, I make you do your fucking job. He's like, you can just clean out your desk and don't come back. Like, it was the funniest shit.
Along those lines, there was one I read where, do we get the moleholeradio.com?
Yeah, we can talk about that in your tech segment, too, at the end of it, if you'd like.
Along the Facebook lines, it's a brother and a sister, and they're having qualms, right? By the look of your face, I know you've seen this one.
I've seen this one. This is
right?
Good.
So, the girlfriend apparently keeps this diary of all the dudes that she's blown and or had sex with and or plans to blow or had sex with.
Plans to blow. And in June around the third week of June, I think I'm going to blow Tyrell. And I think I'm going to, you know. I think,
and that's another good point. She put names on her. They had names.
That's hilarious. Now, here's a question real quick. Just interject. Do you think that all the names were people that she knew? Or do you think, like, she'd be like, I'm going to blow a guy named Steve. And
they get into an argument over some stupid family bullshit, like the brother forgot to put the seat down or some asinine shit like that, and he finds her fucking diary and posts it on Facebook and then tags all the on the Facebook thing. So anyway, you can imagine where it went from there. But, along the social networking angle, don't keep a journal of who you plan on blowing in the next 6 months. okay. So
funny.
I had one more thing to do here.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your time, man. You got all the time in the world.
And this started, I only saw it a couple days ago, but I think it's been on the news for a little while now. And this might be actually a really big hitter. I had a spot on 60 Minutes. People like...
Steven Spielberg's game, right?
No, this isn't a game. This is...
Oh.
It's an energy thing.
Oh, because I think, isn't there a game on Wii? Not to step all over your segment. I do this to Gogs, too, so... There's a puzzle game for Wii that's called Bloom Box or something like that. Yeah.
We may have some lawsuits on the way, too, as well, then.
But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, so, Bloombox, it's like a big battery, and the idea is, in future, something like this is going to power your home. And I know we've all heard this before, and it sounds kind of ridiculous, but this guy's had a spot on 60 Minutes. There are already companies using it. Walmart, FedEx, Google, eBay. They expect housing units to cost less than $3,000. So the idea is that everybody in a community would have their own box off the grid. And that appeals to me because, fuck the grid. I want to be off it. I want to be as far away from people as I possibly can.
You and Al Gore.
Me and him, baby. Anyway, so...
You're super serial.
The project right now is funded by a guy named John Doerr. His net worth is over $1 billion. He's currently listed on Forbes magazine's exclusive Midas list. Widely regarded as one of the top technology venture capitalists in the world, he's currently on board. What happens when you read off your fucking document tech segment article? So he's on the board of public companies like Google, Amazon, Amaris, Biotech, Bloom Energy is the company making this Bloom Box. So anyway, it's like a big fucking battery, but this guy, he takes sand. Sand is like a battery in that the sand is the piece of, like, the metal alloy that things pack. pass through and batteries. I'm probably making an ass out of myself, and anybody that knows anything about electronics and batteries is listening. Anyway, so he takes sand, makes the piece of alloy that the energy passes through, and he uses two green. There's a green and a black paste that he puts on this sand thing. Anyway, it creates energy. You got to put fuel in, but it's a very moderate amount. So they use natural gas, biogas, solar power. Anyway, it's getting big. So keep an eye on it. And if anybody gets one or hears about it or knows somebody who has one, call in or put it on our website. Or make
right.
a post. It should be up hopefully sometime tomorrow. We're going to leave that right now. So
Boosh.
Mobile Radio is going to have a website very, 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 very soon. We've already secured the domain name, and we've selected some templates. We know what it's going to kind of look like. So in the future, hopefully no later than next week, you should be able to go on a Mobile Radio and download the podcast that has been recorded. And eventually in the future, hopefully with no more than a month, you'll be able to listen streaming from Mobile as opposed to having to go to TalkShoe.
Yeah, because we, like we've said, I think on pretty much every episode of the Mobile Radio, and including this episode, because apparently we're still having problems with you. They say you're kind of in and out. Like, I can hear you through my mic.
That sucks.
But anyway, I think you're all right. I think it's mostly coming through. But again, all these tech problems that we're having would be alleviated if we could do things directly. And I think that, you know, in efforts to try to promote the show, it'll be a lot easier to tell your friends or tell people, hey, let's, you know, just go to the Mobile, you know, moholeradio.com and check it out that way. And, you know, we'll have banner ads and stuff that I'm sure Jude will let us put up on the outhouse and things like that. It'll be good. And, Tim Pro, who's in the chat now, he's going to help us design shirts that we're going to be able to sell. So it's going to be like a big, you know, it's going to be like a real thing. I think that, you know, I think the show's good enough. I want to try to really push to make it more of a serious thing, you know, more of a, you know, less exclusive thing than it is now, because unfortunately, just by virtue of being on TalkShoe, we're kind of limited to our audience. I mean, it's a difficult process to get to hear where we are now live, and everyone that's on the chat or on the phone right now, you should fucking pat yourself on the back, because
you
it's a pain in the fucking ass to get
yes,
to this fucking program. And
yes, it
let
is.
Me tell you something. I mean, right now I'm using Gizmo, which unfortunately you can't even fucking
nope,
download anymore.
Available.
But I'm using Gizmo, and bought by Google. I took the Gizmo file off. I got a new computer. I'm running on a new computer. Thank you, Vinny.
You're
bought it from Vinny. But
so if you're fresh halfway through, don't ever buy anything from Razer Balls. So I'll just throw that out there. Right
but
now.
Anyway, So I was worried because I was like, well, how am I going to get Gizmo to the new computer? But all I did was I took the original install file and I put it on the new computer. And since I already had an account, it was no problem. But before that, before I went through the trouble of doing all that, I was like, well, maybe I'll try the TalkShoe Pro thing, because TalkShoe on their website advertises a program that you should be able to, like, to make the call and call into their show. That is the worst piece of programming I've ever seen. It doesn't ever work. When it does work, it's like even more in and out than any other mic connection. It's just really bad. And again, I just want to hammer this home. The whole reason that we're doing the website is so we can, you know, we can try to like broaden our horizons. And I think that you guys, everybody that's listening now, will enjoy it a lot more, because we'll be able to do a lot more. Like when we have bits that are planned out, like we are not limited to, you know, our four sound effects that are on the Gizmo thing, or limited to how we can try to rig up, you know, sounds to get into the machine.
Rigged. It's kind of ugly.
And I think it'll be good. And the audio quality will sound good. Even just when we're just talking, it'll actually sound good. Then everybody on the call, it'll sound good. You know.
Oh, and Topo, let me go ahead and drop this right now while you're sitting here. We will also have an 800 number for us that you'll be able to call in.
Yeah.
It's going to be completely separate from TalkShoe.
So there you go. Again, so for everybody that wanted to know, will I still be able to call in live? The answer is yes. So
absolutely,
we'll still be able to have the functionality that we have now, except we'll have more expanded functionality. Now, again, like Vinny said, it's not going to happen overnight, but we will have it sooner than you'd think. And, you know, the other thing that I'm looking forward to with you guys and our whole listening audience is that, you know, it'll just be like a real website. You know, you'll be able to add content, and, you know, I'm sure we'll have message boards and comment sections and all that, you know.
You'll be able to sign up and leave comments, you know, any links, you know, videos, suggestions.
And, I mean, I think that my personal idea for the website would be, like, everything that I kind of do now is kind of scattered throughout the internet, you know, through what the greatness that is the outhousers.com. But I also do, like, a lot of stuff on YouTube, and I do stuff here. But I think a lot of that will be localized on the mobile. Like, I won't even bother with YouTube because I'll have stuff there, and we'll give Gogs. Gogs has always wanted to do, like, a daily blog, so we'll give him a blog. We'll give, you know, Vinny a blog, and just we'll have different things to kind of venue, but we'll have a different venue is what I was trying to say.
A lot more content.
Yeah, we'll have a different venue to kind of show all of our content. And, you know, Vinny, Gogs, and I are involved in a musical band that we played some
I'm sorry.
We've played some songs in the past, our hit Cowboy Ninja.
Which, by the way, I think may be the best single of the decade, you know, starting in 2010.
It would be impossible to say it isn't. you know, all the heads in the oven stuff would be up there. And then it allows us, you know, over here on the other side of the microphone, it also gives us the tools to do more, you know. And the sky's the limit. We can make flash animations of the stuff. Like, I was kind of thinking that I've always kind of liked the idea of, like, we could take, and I'll be the first to say I'm stealing this idea. It's the, what was that Comedy Central show, Shorties Talking Shorties or something?
Oh, God, yeah.
It was a funny show. It was a great premise, though, because they took the audio, and Howard Stern did it on his old CBS show, too. They took, like, an audio clip, and then they...
From stand-up,
but the Stern show used to do it, too, where he would play an audio clip, and then they'd make a cartoon about it. And, see, I just see, like, I listen to things that Gog says, and they're so fucking outlandish. It'd be hilarious to make, like, little flash cartoons. I mean, we're just talking about that kind of stuff. So, Tim's a big Cowboy Ninja fan. Tim in the
really?
Chat wants to say he's a... Yeah. Cowboy Ninja is our, I think, our crowning achievement. But we're working on a song right now that's about zombie killing Abe Lincoln.
Look
which,
out for a song called Stovetop at a moleholeradio.com near you.
Yeah, well, as soon as we get it done.
It's going to happen.
But anyway, yeah, that the website's very exciting. The whole website thing... I mean, you can thank the mighty Jude Terror, who's not with us at the moment, but he really wanted to push me in the direction to get the website. And then I just happened to talk to Vinny today, who does web design, and, you know, he's real good with that stuff. And he kind of used his connects and, you know, got the ball rolling. So now, like, now that the ball is fully, like, the thing I always lack is motivation, and I got the motivation I needed. So now I'm like all about it. So I'm very excited. We got very exciting things, I should say, coming down the pike for the show. And the most exciting of all these things, my thesis statement is we get to give the finger to TalkShoe, because I am thoroughly tired of TalkShoe. And again, everyone that's in the chat, everyone that is on the phone, seriously, you guys are, like, smarter than, like, the top, you know, 10 percentile, because it is a fucking chore and a half. It is, like, you know what it's like? It's like doing fatalities in Mortal Kombat 3. It was, like, left, right, A, B, half circle, kiss your grandma. Like,
that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Get your kills together, walk through a mile of mud. I do like that sound, though.
Yeah, and we actually talked about before recording started, Tim had a question about, well, are you still going to do the show on Tuesday? Well, we don't have to. I mean, the sky's the limit. We could do a show every day. I could, you know.
You know, I think we should stick to it. Let's go ahead. I'm going to lay it out there right now. We'll guarantee there'll be at least something downloadable every Tuesday.
We'll have new content for you guys every Tuesday. If not new content every day. I mean. Yeah.
I would go ahead and expect streaming on Tuesdays. Yeah. Maybe not at first, especially in
right.
the future.
I agree with that. And I was saying, again, before the actual recording started, I'm also up for the idea of of kind of toying around and doing maybe shorter shows, like doing more shows, maybe a show every day, but only doing like an hour or two instead of doing what we do tonight, which is I just ramble on until I realize it's so fucking late and I have to go to bed.
There's like, something admirable about that, though.
It's sad. Every week, there's so many weeks, in fact, and it's a common theme in the show. And I tell Gogs right in the beginning of the show, you know what, dude, we're going to end the show early tonight.
That's
we're going to end
happened.
The show by 10 o'clock. And it's always like, that show goes to 11:45. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, how do I love you
message.
Guys.
That message needs to get out.
I love you guys for listening to me talk so much, but Jesus Christ, somebody should just be like, shut up. What is he even talking about? God, this guy is just full of himself. But anyway, moving right on, you got it? Is that,
yeah, that's it.
That is Vinny's tech segment. Next week we'll be able to hear him a little bit better. But again, we're experimenting. We're on like the friggin' fringe right now.
Actually, this broadcast is the tech segment.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
It's not like it.
But we're working on it. I mean,
it'll get better.
This episode is to prove.
Popo promises.
Oh yeah. This...
If he doesn't deliver, I can fire up the torches and pitchforks and head to his house.
This episode is to prove how much we need a better website to host our ideas.
Absolutely.
But anyway, what were we gonna say here? It fits in with the tech segment, but it's an email that you actually sent me, and something I didn't know about. And ironically, you sent me that email, what, last week, I think? The chat roulette email?
Oh, yeah.
You sent me this email last week, today on theouthousers.com. So everybody there at the Outhousers, when they hear this, they think I'm stealing their thread. But honestly,
yeah.
Vinny sent me this a week ago, and as soon as he told me, I was like, that's really great. But for those of you not in the know, there is a website called chatroulette.com, and it was made by some kind of, it was a Russian kid?
Russian kid. Yeah, I think it was part of his thesis or maybe graduating high school. I don't know, do they have high school over there?
I don't know. All they have is snow and, I don't know.
And booze.
And vodka. And guns. And yeah, if the documentary, what was the two snipers movie, the with Jude Law, anybody?
Where's God when we need
him? What the hell is the name of that movie?
Throwing up in the
chat. It was about Russian snipers. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember the movie. But anyway, the website's called Chat Roulette, and it's quite simple as a setup. What it is it's like Google Chat with video. Like you have your webcam set up. And you can enable video, and you can enable, if you have a mic, so you can enable audio. And what you do is you go on, and you don't have to register anything. There's no, it's a very bare-bones setup.
We're on it right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're doing this now. As we're broadcasting live, we're on Chat Roulette.
I assumed it was like roulette because it's anything can happen. But let me explain it a little bit more. But again, it's a, hey, what's up?
Oh, you're on the air. She disconnected. That was very fast.
Oh, that girl didn't like you at all.
Well, I'm kind of weird, though.
All right, so anyway, what you do is you log in, and it's very bare bones. All it tells you is, you know, to set up, you know, the terms. It gives you, like, terms of agreement you have to click on or whatever.
Like everything.
And then all it does is you have your little picture on the side of the screen, and right now I'm looking at Vinny, and on the above, there's another blank screen, and it's just, you just have a button that says play, and it just finds a random person. Now, I guess this was big news because, like, I forget, some reporter tried it out and, like, got, like, penis, like, right away. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I read the article about it that you sent me, and I logged onto it, and because I figured I was going to test it out last night,
sure.
So I'd have something to talk about. I was disappointed. No tits, no weird, I was expecting, like, a guy in, like, a chicken suit, like, masturbating
at
or something.
At the very least.
Yeah.
At the very least.
I got nothing.
And, well, you know what? Let's go ahead. Mobile Radio is going to set out to change all that.
Yeah, I do have a Spider-Man mask. So if any of you guys go on chatroulette.com and you see a fat, chubby Spider-Man with tattoos beating off, it might just be Topo.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I guess it's getting a lot of attention because there's no regulations on it. And I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't know. Again, I don't really see the... I haven't seen anything cool on it yet, I guess is what I want to say. I really was hoping for some depraved shit when I logged into chatroulette.com. But honestly, I just got a bunch of... Like, I had one girl that just clicked me off, just like just what happened now when we logged in. And that was it. Then it took forever. It said waiting for connection, and that's all I got.
Yeah, actually, that's where we're sitting right now, looking for... And you know what I like about this? It doesn't say looking for connection. It doesn't say waiting for something. It says looking for a partner.
Yeah.
So, you know, think about the word partner.
In theory, it's a fascinating... It is an intriguing idea, because it's like roulette. And the article that you sent me, it said it's kind of like a Ouija board kind of thing. Like, you just got to try it just because... Yeah. Just because weird shit might happen. Like,
you never know. You don't know what you're going to get. You might get a guy with a fucking revolver in his mouth about to pull the trigger. That could happen. That could happen.
Now, here's a question, and this is a tech question. Is there any way that a third party could be recording this, like what you're watching on the chat roulette?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and the only reason I say that is because if you can see the connection to chat roulette,
uh-huh.
It's not secure.
How do you...
It's not HTTPS. It's unencrypted. It's a lot of bandwidth, but say somebody was on your network,
right,
and you didn't have wireless network encrypted or password protected, absolutely. And if somebody was watching you at home, if for whatever reason the government had a reason to tap
right.
into your IP line, yeah, they could watch.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is there going to be, like, fucked up shit on the internet now because of chat roulette? Like, weird shit people repost? Like, you know what I mean? Like, stuff that's going to become kind of internet legend, like another tub girl?
Yeah, I think it could be. I don't think it gives the internet any more reason to have it than it did before. what there is on the internet now, because there's video, because there's chat, because there's audio, all that is already there. Chat roulette just kind of throws another dimension into the mix. I don't think it gives anybody an ability to do anything they already didn't have the ability to do before.
It's honestly, man, maybe we got in late on this party, because we heard about it when we got the article about it, because we're in it now, and we got the one chick that saw us and turned it off, and now it's still looking for partners.
And I blame that on me, because it was my face first that showed up on the internet. So let's see. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing that says cam required. So it's quite possible that there's somebody happening with us right now looking at my stupid ass and not actually providing their stupid ass. So we're going to go ahead and check cam required and see what happens after that. Anyway, Topo, if we got any more subjects, we'll report what happens on chat roulette.
Yeah, Vinny is still on chat roulette right now. If we get anything good, we will let you know.
Yeah, I will report.
But
it should be a noise when we get an update. Like, we have tits. We have tits.
But I don't know, guys. If you're feeling a little adventurous, log on. See what happens. I mean,
never know.
Like I said, I logged on last night and I wanted to see something weird. Like that, I wanted so badly to see something really fucked up so I could report on it.
And
like,
I think that's why people log on. As a matter of fact, that first article that I sent you, I think
right.
the guy logged on and said, the one I sent you, the guy gets to see like penises and
right.
penises and stuff like that. You know what? And maybe that was a plug. Maybe that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to jinx it. It probably happens all the fucking time, and now is probably just not prime time for chat roulette.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's disappointing in a way. But
it's a little bit. I'm disappointed right now.
But it's still an interesting. I think it's an interesting thing to talk about because it's a fascinating. It really is. It's again, infinite possibilities. That's the theme of tonight's show.
Yeah.
You could get anything.
Never know. And
you could get somebody illegally rebroadcasting Major League Baseball games. That would be really out there.
That could happen.
Somebody really liked the Pirates game when they played the Reds in 1986.
And I feel like that's what the internet and technology and the future is all about.
We got some listener feedback. Does it matter? Wants to know, is there an age limit? And no, there isn't. So actually, not the article you sent me, Vinny, but one of the other articles I read on it, I think that was posted at the outhouse, I think that was what the complaint was, that you could, like, feasibly, I think maybe the reporter saw, like, a girl that was clearly underage and naked and doing some diddling.
Yeah, I think that's totally possible. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no regulation. It doesn't go through any sort of committee.
No, and
there's no workforce. It's live. Man.
Yeah, everything is as soon as you click on it starts. And again, like you don't have to register, you don't have to do anything. All you got to do All you have to do is click go. So
if
it has.
You have a webcam. Actually, if you don't even have to have a
no,
webcam.
No, you don't have to have a webcam.
Just go and look.
Yeah, and I guess there is a chat window. Like there's an actual chat window. Like
yeah, but
fucking.
Let's be honest. If my penis is out on the fucking video, I'm not going to take the time out to type in hi. All right, I'm just going to say it's physically.
You got to set up macros so you can like type with your foot.
Oh, you know what? When we get those fucking virtual reality suits, you better be sure Mole Radio is going to produce one of those. It'd be awful. Sorry ahead of time.
So let's move right along
again?
From one. What's that?
What's the site again? Or can you post it?
It's called Chat Roulette. That's Chatroulett. Chatroulette.com.
Have fun.
Yeah.
And if you get arrested, you didn't hear it from us.
And please, and this goes out to anyone listening, if you have something cool happen, please write it down and report back to us because we want really fucked up stories. That's what we want. I want to see like some like Saw shit going on at the other end.
If you're a savvy computer user, record it. Hit the
That's
record
true.
Button.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yes, no.
There you go. Nice. That was good. I wanted to talk about the one nerd thing to another. And again, we still doesn't matter. Some more listener feedback. It says take down screen names. There are no screen names.
No,
there's
not.
No screen names.
It says you and partner. I didn't have to sign in for anything.
There's no way. As far as I can see, and obviously there's smarter people. I don't feel that there's any way that they can track you from this.
If you're really tech crazy, you can go whack job. And go ahead and do probably some sort of ping trace route from the command line. If there's any techie listeners out there, you could definitely find out where you're going to. Sure. But chances are, if there's anybody out there just off the top shelf,
Pervert's not going to know how to do that.
Yeah, well, those perverts got a lot of time on their hands.
That's not all they got on their hands. I wanted to talk about I wanted to talk about the movie The King of God damn it. Well, I was going to talk about The King of Kong, but I need to wait for my sound guy to...
All right, go ahead. All right, I'm going to go.
This is another reason you don't drink during the podcast.
I know.
Someone had to break the seal. But momentarily, you know what, I'll just jump to the next topic, and we'll get back to that afterwards. Now, something that's been a big hot-button issue over at theouthousers.com, and again, that is theouthousers.com, the greatest comic book website on this or any other star system, is the upcoming Vivid Video, that's right, Vivid Video, the very popular pornography company, they are making a Batman parody. Now, my first take on this whole thing was, how has there not been a Batman porn parody before? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, the thing is, I would have seen it. There's a theory I have about pornography. If I haven't seen it, it doesn't exist. Because I've seen more porno than... I was going to say that's healthy for a human being, but that's redundant. I've seen so much fucking pornography, it would make your head spin. I will never deny the fact that I'm a huge pervert. And the scary thing about my porno addiction... is I know a lot about porno, like the history of porno. I know classic porn star names, current porn stars, like what they did after porn. It's really weird. I'll be the first one to like look outside myself and go, "What the fuck's the matter with you?" But like,
Batman porno was one that used to go around the back before the internet. This was one that went around comic book conventions, and that was you know, when I was still in high school. I got this one, and it used to be back before Japanese animation got big over here.
Okay.
Everything was bootleg, and the only place you could get it was
I know all about
that.
Talk
to them, they'll eventually mention it to it. You know, if they realize that you're buying a lot of stuff from them, and they realize you're not going to rat them out, you know, for
Or
knew a kid who's underage. But they had, there's this Batman one, and it was, the plot of it was that the Joker had his joy buzzer that instead of electrocuting people, it would make chicks horny and want to blow.
That's awesome.
And, you know, and that was like the whole, That was the whole plot, was to get Barbara Gordon to blow him. And Batman was supposed to go out and stop him, but he had this really cute female Robin who just had like a little green tree string, had like yellow cape just like just above her ass, and like
so
had
what
the
you're
Robin
saying
shirt.
Is that Frank Miller ripped off that porno? Is that what?
yeah,
it came out about the same time. I got it. It was about the same. Well, I got it a few. I'm not sure when it was actually made, but I got it a few years after The Dark Knight. So. Might have been
now,
the other way around, but it wasn't like Terry Kelly. It was actually like
right.
a, you know, the hot, the, like typical porno blonde for the '80s, you know, long,
nice.
You know, long
blonde
hair.
Wrong with that.
And she was like, and this was like just when they were starting to shave their pussies. And it was,
ah, those
so
days.
She took that, you know, and that was the whole thing. They were going to, you know, they were going down to the Batcave and they're going to go out and stop the Joker. But, Robin got horny. So made a Batman eat her out. And then that was, it kept on going back to the Joker, you know, getting like Catwoman and Barbara Gordon. She wasn't Batgirl in it, but unfortunately.
Right, sure.
But then, like, about that time when he gets with Barbara Gordon, you kind of get bored because, you know, it's more of a blowjob flick at that point, and you're just
right.
like, yeah, I want to see, you know, I want to see some bush. So,
yeah,
you know, at that point, you're kind of done, so if you don't
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about. But the I guess the thing to talk about this new Vivid Video Batman porn. First of all, it's done by Vivid Video, who is like the they're like the best porn company. They're like the most high budget of all the porn companies. So the bottom line is all the chicks in this movie are going to be smoking ass hot. The other thing that's kind of cool that I think about this porn parody that's coming out. It's parodying the 60s Batman TV show. And why that's awesome is the Catwoman outfit is really hot from that show, and the Batgirl outfit's really hot. And
oh, yeah.
I, for one, cannot wait to see Batman plowing everybody. I think it's going to be amazing. I've never...
Ready for Batman to plow everybody?
Unfortunately,
yeah,
did
I mean,
you see the Riddler and Joker pic I just posted?
What's that?
Joker and Riddler pictures I just posted. They just had Bleeding Cool... The real picture's up on Bleeding Cool right now. I just posted it on the Yacht House.
No. Let me see that.
It's on the link. I just posted a link to it on this chat room.
Did you? I don't see it.
Just see the Yacht House, you're thinking.
There it is. I think it's going to be awesome. Yeah, that's fine. What's wrong with? I mean, what did you expect them to look like? I'm not going to be paying much attention to the dudes. I mean, the dudes are there. I mean, the guy does look kind of like Cesar Romero. It's kind of crazy. But I kind of want to see him bang out like, and the Harlequin's in it. She's Lexi Bell, who is I love her. She's awesome.
Please let that be true. I don't want to be.
So has this been licensed by Warner Brothers or something? Or,
what's that?
Has it been licensed by Warner Brothers, or does it get away with with the parody loophole?
Well, yeah, parody is protected, and so they're okay. I think that there's like a you can do whatever you want as long as it's a parody, as long as you say it's a parody.
Because I remember there was an anime that of Star Wars porn anime. And George Lucas tried to get an injunction.
Yeah.
And George Lucas couldn't stop it because the judge clearly said, clearly this is not Star Wars. No one is going to believe for a second that you licensed this. So we got to let it
sad?
Go.
I've seen that porno. I've seen that hentai. It's actually better than all three of the prequels. So it has a better plot and a better acting. Take that, George Lucas, dickhead. But I have never been I can't stress this enough. I have never been more excited to see a porno than like I hadn't been this excited since I was like 18 or no,
yeah.
Wow. 13 sneaking pornos out of my stepdad's bedroom. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I really want to see this Batman porno.
It's animated, right?
No, it's live action.
Ooh.
It's like it's who else? It's like, what's her fucking name? Nicole Ray. It's a lot of big name porn stars. Tori Black.
Nice.
Like, it's Vivid Girls. It's, again, it's done by Vivid Video. So it's live action. Like,
it's going to be on their website. You have to buy it via DVD.
I think it's DVD.
Vinny, it's the internet. I'm sure it's going to be available 2 weeks.
I've heard that. I've seen I've heard it's the internet as an excuse way too many times before. By way too many times, I mean I haven't seen results within 30 seconds, so the opportunity was closed.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm so excited to see this. This shows my devotion to this porno movie.
Right,
I will actually spend money. I'll spend money and buy this porn. I'll. Oh, we got a big weird dude on chat roulette. That's all.
He's not moving.
And he looks like he's in like a scrubs.
Looks like Bob Bitchkits
from Fight Club.
Yeah. I say, hey, big boy. Nothing's happened. I think chat really fucking
rad. His name is Robert Paulson.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's funny, and I can't really put it into words properly, but I am very excited to see this Batman porno movie. I'm surprised at that. I mean, it's just, this is really weird. All right, so the dude at chat roulette, he's not, it looks like he's dead. He's just, like, sitting there, not moving, talking, or breathing.
Yeah, he's not moving. He might be. As a matter of fact, we may have a dead guy on the Mulholland Radio talk show. Right,
he's just sitting there.
Well, I was playing with the site a little while ago, and people would come on for a second, and then it would freeze. So
that makes sense. But anyway, the Batman porn movie, I'm very excited for it. I'm not sure exactly when it comes out. I know it's in production right now. I mean, how long does it take to shoot a porno movie? Like a week? Maybe they have to hammer out the script and, they have to get a good editor on it. But I'm hopefully it'll be out soon. I don't see a release date anywhere on it. Let me check Vivid's site. Maybe Vivid Video has a update on it. But just seeing Lexi Bell in a... just seeing Lexi Bell in a Harlequin outfit is going to just do things for me that you guys don't want to know about. And if you're not familiar with Lexi Bell, do yourself a favor and go to like SpankWire or like StrokeSearch.com. And she
or
is
Google.
Yeah. Google can find you porn. I mean, it's Vivid Video is not very helpful. Go figure. It's just porno clips. I mean, it's helpful, but it's not helpful for finding information. The only information I've obtained from this website is that hot chicks give me boners. anyway, gotta love it. Let's see here. What else did we want to talk about?
Watch Wikipedia.
What's that?
Watch right Wikipedia or something. Maybe they'll help you tell you.
I've kind of lost interest. It'll come out when it comes out, and I will be the first to tell you guys, because I will buy it. Like I said, I will literally buy it.
I will show it to you and literally download it.
Yeah, and I might... I don't see... There's not even a Wikipedia entry, it looks like, but
damn.
I don't know. It's not out yet, so, give it some time.
Wikipedia is one of the rat, man. I heard they're on their way out. They're asking for actual monetary funds to upkeep their site.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to kill me at work. I love going to Wikipedia.
They're killing everybody. And here's a small tech segment for everybody. Everybody out there writing their college theses.
Right?
Don't quote me on grammar ever.
Coming through? I don't think you're coming through. Can you guys hear Vinny?
I can barely hear him.
Barely. He's coming in and out.
No, not good now. How's that sound? How's that feel in your ears?
you were picking him up through my
baritone voice in your eardrums.
Doctor tones.
Right, if you're writing your college thesis, somebody correct me.
I think it's thesis.
Anyway, if you're writing something, don't fucking quote Wikipedia, you goddamn idiot.
Yeah.
It's gotten people kicked out of college before. Great place to start.
Yeah, I had a president for the same thing.
They're on their way out. They're asking for donations. Not that there isn't good information there, but it's certainly not necessarily reputable. It's one of the first places a lot of the corporate sites go to insert stuff about themselves.
Oh.
They'll hire people specifically to make sure Wikipedia is
so people think it's factual. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to go ahead and mute myself again.
is that Goggs again? Goggs, go away, man. You're not. You're just. I don't know. Yeah?
No, I'm not.
You're not what? You're not going to go away?
Pull it off.
You don't pull what off? Dude, you're really confusing me.
That's where
flavor
comes from.
I don't I don't think that's where it comes from. I don't know that's what it's about.
What was that, dude? Dude, you're really fucking.
I wish he'd zip up his fly. I don't know.
Dude, whoa, wait a second, Gogs, stop it, dude. This isn't funny anymore. This is
elbows
just...
and assholes.
Excuse me? What did you say?
Elbows and assholes.
The quote from Aliens.
Stewart.
He's kind of doing this dance on the chair right now, which I feel like is just
odd.
This is me.
The whole thing is odd.
This is me.
So what's Gogs drinking tonight?
I don't. Yeah, I think absinthe. You're drinking boners.
I think he's drinking boners. Yeah, no, that's definitely what he said. It was boners.
So wait, it was like, is he like what is he on tonight?
What's
going on for him? Oh, well, why is he in this?
Wait,
condition?
hold on. Gogs, he's got something to say. He's telling you what I think he's telling you what he's on tonight. Hold on. What was that, Gogs?
Big.
Black.
Boners.
Oh, he's on big black boners. Oh, jeez, what a fucking weirdo. Well, let's go into lighter news, shall we? I believe it happened about a week ago, but what's his name? What's the guy's name? Steve, how do you say his name? Webb? Or Weeby? Steve Weeby reclaimed his high score in the game of Donkey Kong Jr. It's Junior,
nice.
Right? Or is there, no, it's regular Donkey Kong.
It's now Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, he took his score in Junior. Okay. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with who Steve Weeby is, there is a really fantastic documentary called The King of Kong, and the documentary is all about competitive video game playing. Now, not nowadays video game playing like Halo or Call of Duty. No, this is about people that play classic arcade games.
It mattered.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like...
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Yeah, they had like the old lady that, you know, that was playing Q-Bert and you know, people playing like Galaxian and all the old school games, trying to get the high score.
Yeah, what I really liked about it, and I was talking to Vinny about it because he had sent me the article about Steve Weeby, but I don't think he was familiar with the movie at all.
Not at that point.
And I told him he had to see it, and I realized I can't recommend this movie enough because I kind of watched it on a whim. I was like, oh, a movie about video games, I'll take it out. And it's a really funny because I think the documentarian, is that the word I want to use?
No, that's not the word you want to use.
Well, the director, I think that the director, when he started making this movie, I think he had a completely different vision for the movie because the first half hour of the movie is kind of like, hey, look at these old men. And look at how ridiculous they are in playing these silly fucking games still. But then, in the middle of the movie, there's this real drama that breaks out between Steve Weeby, who's this young upstart, young in parentheses, and this guy named Billy Mitchell. And Billy Mitchell was like the world video game master. And I think but he also mastered like Pac-Man or something like back in the 80s. He did like a bunch of stuff like back in the day. And
I don't want to detract from the gamers of the era.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, back when I was a kid, they used to have these video game shows and they'd actually have these guys in the 80s. So it was actually like the the episode of Missile Command on Chuck. I don't know if you guys saw that where the guy on the show was actually like a big deal in the 80s. That's how Billy Mitchell was. He was actually on TV and stuff.
Yeah, it was. See, that's crazy. But like in the movie, he still acts like he's like the biggest deal. Like he's like this this big shot guy. And okay, I don't want to get into the entire movie to spoil the whole thing, but basically Steve Weeby beats Billy Mitchell's record. And Billy Mitchell ends up taping like his performance of beating Steve Weeby's record. And Now, keep in mind that they have strict rules. This company, what was this? What was Twin Galaxies, which is like
TwinGalaxies.com. They have all the listings for all the epic games.
That's right. The top score is TwinGalaxies.com. But they have strict rules about how you know, there has to be people present and watch you break the score and all this stuff. But for some reason, because everybody loved Billy Mitchell so much, Billy Mitchell was allowed to tape in his record-breaking performance. And no one really questioned it. And the impression you get from the movie is that Steve Wiebe kind of gets screwed over just because everyone's like this weird kind of – there's like this cult of Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell.
You know?
It is like a cult. He's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, who was the guy in Texas that made everybody drink the Kool-Aid?
Oh, David Koresh? No, well, that was one of them, the Waco guy.
He was the Hellbop guy.
You're talking about the Jones – Jonestown. Jonestown. That was the name of the like tragedy.
Yeah,
but whatever that guy's name was.
Very, the way people talk about Billy Mitchell in this movie is eerily similar to the Jonestown.
It's like it's like a cult of personality. It's like that song by Living Colour.
The genius of the documentary is that it's edited exactly like a Rocky movie. So, like Rocky.
Actually, that is true. I never thought of that.
Fire and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way they take you through the story. And though, even though it happens in real life, I mean, the editor makes the decision that how to edit it and how to present it. And he takes all these real life events and then just cuts it just right so it follows that path. You know, so you see him finally triumphing, you know, he gets the title and then he gets
never thought
over.
Of
screwed over by politics, and then they have like the real big main event where there's no cheating, there's no question, it's the real fight, and everybody in the fucking video game community comes to this event, you know.
I think
bad guy fucking chickens out at the end, and can't even take the punch. And so the good guy at the end, everybody says, "I'm sorry, you know, you really are the best," and he finally gets the acknowledgement and rides off into the sunset with his wife and kids.
We pulled some clips from the movie, and this is Billy Mitchell explaining on how Steve Wiebe would have to play the game live. I think this kind of points to the douchebaggery of Billy Mitchell.
Video games are meant to be played in a competitive environment, under pressure, organized, where you have to perform literally on demand.
Have you ever seen your husband head-to-head in video games?
Never. Never.
And when you do that, you have far more credibility than someone who says, "Oh, I did that last week." No matter how good you play tennis, no matter how good you play golf, if you don't play when you have to play, if you don't play when the pressure's on, you're really not good enough.
I'm sorry, I wish you guys could have seen this. We had sound coming out from some part of the room, and we didn't know where it was, so Vinny was just feverishly just unplugging things and throwing his hands up in the air going, "I don't know, I don't know." But
I stabbed my foot.
If you listen to that, I mean, Billy Mitchell's a psycho, but there's some funny moments. We were just talking about how, like, everybody was around the game when everybody was playing. It was like a big showdown. But this movie shined the light on something I didn't even know about. Like, if you get to a certain level in Donkey Kong, there's something called a kill screen where, like, there's like 70 levels or something, and there's actually a point in the game where they didn't ever expect you to get that far. Like, the game wasn't programmed to go that far. So it actually stops the game.
Do that when I was a kid, and I had no idea, you know, the machine, we thought it, like, the kid was yelling at, it was at a little convenience store, and he was yelling at the clerk because the game fucking broke. It would keep breaking every time he played, and it was actually this fucking kill screen. I didn't know what it was until I saw the movie.
That's true. But I think we have some funny clips from the guys. All right, now, let me just set up Theater of the Mind in this. This is this guy that's running around to every person in this arcade where this competition is going on, and he's telling people about the kill screen that's about to happen. And I just think it's funny as hell.
There's a Donkey Kong kill screen might be coming up if anybody wants to see it. If you're interested, there might be a Donkey Kong kill screen in a couple minutes.
Anybody wants to see, there's a Donkey Kong kill screen coming up. There's a Donkey Kong kill screen coming up if anybody wants to watch.
It's literally,
it just goes on and on
On and on and on and on. And, like, it's funny, too, because, like, you hear that and, like, you think that as a player, like, because all these guys that are in the arcade, I mean, there's different people playing different games.
Yeah,
they're
all classic
games. But everyone's doing, like, their own thing. You'd think they'd be like, I don't fucking care, man. Leave me alone. I'm trying to get my... They're all just like, holy shit.
Holy shit,
like,
Donkey Kong, kill screen.
And they go run to see this fucking kill screen.
This guy has a...
Well, it's like a baseball player beating the home record, home run record.
True.
Yeah.
True, I can see that.
Yeah. But this guy has a vested interest because he, before Steve Wiebe turned up at Fun something or other, someplace in some state far away from where Steve Wiebe lives. If you were to watch the movie, you'd know it. But, you know,
New Hampshire.
He's upset because... Yeah,
New Hampshire,
New Hampshire. If Steve Wiebe's there and he's about to beat this guy's score, so this guy wanted to be the first guy to show this kill screen at this particular arcade, and Steve Wiebe's about to fucking steal his thunder hardcore, and he's crying. I mean, he's not actually crying, but you can see it in his eyes. Like,
yeah.
I think maybe his wiener's crying with his hands. it's kind of strange and awkward and funny and all at the same time to watch.
But, I guess the reason I wanted to talk about this, well, one was to shine light on a movie that I don't think a lot of people saw, and I think everybody should go check out. And I'm sure it's available on Netflix. It's actually available to stream on Xbox, even without. I don't know. Do they still have their movie service without Netflix? I know that the first time I watched it was through my Xbox, and this was before Netflix, but. Anyway, it's a great movie that I think everybody should watch, but I also think it's cool because Steve Wiebe, by the end of that movie, you feel really bad for him, and he got kind of dicked over, but it's cool to see him kind of take back a piece of the pie, so to speak, and the psychopath that is Billy Mitchell can go right to hell. He can ride on a train to hell with U2 screaming in the background. Today, I got yelled at, by the way. Someone told me that I was insensitive because I said U2 is worse than cancer, because at least cancer has the decency to kill you. U2.
That's a high five right now. Because we can't see that in the whole radio studio. We just high five.
Yeah. I hate U2. But anyway. Yeah, I actually, they might not even have their video service anymore, Xbox, but they used to. I think they probably got rid of it since they got Netflix now. But oh well. I'm sure it's on Netflix, but anyway, let's talk about some other crap, shall we? It's almost 10:30, the show's just moving right along. Yeah, this is what happens, it just tears. What else? Speaking of movies, I saw The Wolfman over the week, last Friday, and I'll make this brief because I already did a review that you can check out on my YouTube page. How do you get to that YouTube page? I have no fucking idea. Yell out the window. Maybe somebody will figure it out.
Topo,
tell you how to,
man.
I think you can just put El Topo in the search engine. El Topo and Wolfman. Yeah, and you might find it. I just got to say this about the movie. I really, really wanted to like it. I love classic monster movies. I'm a big Universal monster fan. And I even I'm not a big fan of remakes as a whole, but some movies, I think when a movie is a certain age, it's almost acceptable to have a remake. You know, it seems okay. And I guess the other thing that I wanted to point out is that I thought that the trailers kind of reminded me, kind of a similar vibe to Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula, which I thought was an incredible movie. I still think it's an incredible movie.
Great movie.
All this and more, it made me, like, The Wolfman was something, and it's also, The Wolfman fucked me over because it's been something they showed trailers for a year ago. Like, they've been hyping this movie for a long time, and I'm like, all right, so
it
finally comes out.
Back, that's why.
What's that?
They kept on pushing it back. It was like, first it was supposed to be November, then they pushed it back to December, then they pushed it back to February. It's like, oh, I can't do this.
And I should have known it
that's
sucked when
really
they did
bad.
That, because... Yeah, because there's very few movies that they get pushed back and get switched around, and they almost never work out. But
the only time
it's
ever good is if they move a movie from the winter to the summer, because they know they're going to get
true.
More money
yeah,
in the
I agree
summer.
That.
That's the only time.
But, I mean, the thing with Wolfman 2, even besides all the hype and the trailers that I thought looked pretty good, and the character that I like, it had a great cast. Benicio del Toro is, I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to name a movie that he's bad in. I mean, he's always good. He's been in some crappy movies, but he's always solid. Anthony Hopkins is good. But, Anthony Hopkins is good.
You know you want El Topo.
We're disciplining Vinny's dog because he literally just like destroyed my pants. But what was I saying? Anthony Hopkins is awesome. He's usually really good, though. He is kind of slipping. He's been in a lot of shitty movies too lately. And Hugo Weaving of the Matrix fame and V for Vendetta. I like. I think he's talented. I like the cast. And the broad, who's the romantic lead, Emily Blunt. I'm not familiar with her, but I think she's pretty sexy. But she's in The Wolfman. She's the chick in The Wolfman.
I just thought who she is besides that movie. That's the only thing I know about.
Yeah, I didn't know about her either, but I thought she was cute. I thought she was hot.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
And I'd eat her butt. That's what I'm trying to say. She's definitely going to get it. But, I don't know. The Wolfman had a lot of things going for it, and then it started, and it was terrible. The movie has, like, here's the problem that I had with The Wolfman, and this is a problem that I have with a lot of movies these days. It doesn't really have a plot so much as it has 700 new plot points every other second. Like, there's no actual storyline, but they keep throwing new things at you. Like, okay, so Benicio del Toro has to go find out about his brother's killer. You know, that's the whole premise at the beginning of the movie. His brother is brutally mauled, so Benicio del Toro, who is an actor, goes over, art imitating life, he goes over to try to find his what happened with his brother's killer. Okay? After that, then you have, like, you know, weird family past, mother that committed suicide, him being in a mental institution for some reason, brother's wife ends up becoming the love interest in the movie. It's just a mess. And it's just like, it's almost like I will say that the movie moves incredibly fast. I can't ever say it's slowly paced because it moves at a breakneck speed.
I'm going to go ahead and stop you right there. I feel like this is the exact same story my wife told me when she came home from work the other day. I just wasn't fucking with it. It could have very well been the exact same fucking thing.
But, I mean, I will say that the Wolfman himself looked really cool, and when they actually got full, like, Wolfmaned out, like when he was a total werewolf, they did a lot of practical effects, which I liked, and there was a nod to An American Werewolf in London, which I thought was cool. I thought that was kind of funny that they did, like, but as a whole, the movie just wasn't good, and I really wanted to like this movie, and when I get into a mood like that, I'm almost willing to accept its shortcomings. You know what I mean? But there were so many, and it was just like I just
loved it.
Really?
I had zero expectations for this movie. That's the reason why.
Now, you said this at the Outhouses. You were like, well, you have to agree that it's the best werewolf movie, like, recently. Well, yeah, but all the other werewolf movies were awful. I mean,
Twilight, Twilight, right?
Twilight.
Zero expectations going into this movie. Like, oh crap! Why do I want to see this movie again? Like, it's gonna be good. Come on! Like, all right.
I don't know, man.
I enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, more power to you. I wish I did, because then I don't feel like I wasted $10. I mean, I wish I enjoyed it. I can't tell you I liked it. I hated it.
People get slaughtered over and over again. Like a guy just kind of just tossed out of windows. Like, I mean,
the effects look cool and stuff.
Rambo.
I mean, no, that movie's awesome. But
it's just a god-tier action movie, Rambo.
I mean, the thing is that I guess, like, I hear what you're saying. The effects look cool. It was cool to see people
the
get mauled by
cool.
a werewolf. But there was no, like, there was absolutely no storyline. Not even a thin one. It was just,
didn't make no sense to me. Like, it was like.
But I can't watch a movie like that.
I know.
Yeah, Gog's loved Avatar.
All right, I'm not going to get into that. I was going to get into the whole, like, shitty kind of philosophy movie thing with Avatar. I'm not even going to go there, so never mind.
Ooh. But anyway, I wish I liked Wolfman. But see, like you say, like, yeah, it had cool effects, but there, you know, the characters didn't make any sense and the story was dumb. See, there has to be at least a middle ground for me. There's no like one or the other. Like if a movie has great visual effects but nothing else, then the movie sucks. I that's the way I look at it.
Some
I mean,
of the story made sense to me, some of them didn't to me. Like, the Hugo Weaving stuff made no sense to me, while the Anthony Hopkins stuff, this character, made sense to me.
I'm going to... spoiler alert. So if you don't want to know the ending of the fucking movie... If you don't want to know the end of the fucking movie, close your fucking ears. And if you couldn't figure out the end of this movie, then you're goddamn retard.
I mean, it was so predictable.
But, okay, so here's my... I said my biggest problem six times already, but my second biggest problem, or my seventh or eighth biggest problem with the movie, is, so, in the beginning of the movie, when Benicio del Toro is turned into the Wolfman, right, this gypsy, like, nurses him back to health, and the one gypsy... No, like, just, you know, cleans his wound, basically.
Boring.
But here's the thing. Oh, she's really hideous, too. She looks all of it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. The other gypsies are like, don't save him because it's a curse. You know, he's going to, because he gets hit by, it's just like a werewolf story. Like, he gets attacked by the werewolf, so he's going to turn into one.
I gotcha.
So, all the other gypsies are like, don't save him because he's going to cause more death if you save his life. And she's like, no, that's not going to happen. But what the gypsy says is such bullshit. She goes, one that must love him will unbreak him, or something like that. Like, break the curse. One that truly loves him. Okay, so what that translates to by the end of the movie is the love interest in the movie distracts the werewolf long enough so she can shoot him. That was, like, with a big revelation. It was just like, what? The werewolf.
Well, doesn't she also aware in the movie that Josie said that there was no chance of true love, like, saving him anyway? So, like, it was just utterly pointless.
Yeah, it was so dumb. It was bad. Again, it was bad.
I don't know, man. Hamming it up, though.
What's that?
He was hamming it up, though.
Yeah, I didn't like it. And the thing that is sucks about it was I had a choice of seeing that or Shutter Island, and I hear Shutter Island's really good, and I chose to see the Wolfman, so it was like a double whammy. It was like, fuck, I just wasted a whole evening. And I didn't even get sex.
Oh, that's the sadder part.
Stop with that. Another reason to hate... Another reason to hate dogs. Well, yeah, because she had to go home to get the dog.
I hate
that shit. All right, let's talk about happier subjects, huh? Who wants to talk about sexy Muppets? Because I know I do.
What?
No, I want sexy Muppets.
Well, hold on.
Beautiful.
That is a really good Kermit.
Damn.
I think we have Kermit. I think we have Kermit on the line.
Hey, Owen, welcome to the Mall Hole Radio.
Is
oh
really
my God.
That is
thank you. So, you know, I really gotta say, I really love Porking Piggy.
Hey, Kermit, I think Vinny has a question for you real quick.
I've been thinking about this for years. It's two questions, really. One, what does it smell like? And two, does it taste like it smells?
Oh, you know when you have that nice, fresh, freshly cooked bacon in the morning? I'm sorry. Well, it's like that, but not too crispy. You know, it's just like a little bit rubbery. You know, a little bit rubbery. And just, oh, God, I gotta tell you, when she gushers, I mean, it's just like that beautiful bacon fat.
Would you call it back fat or fat back?
Fat back.
Oh,
Jesus. Kermit, I somehow get the feeling that we're going to have Kermit as a recurring guest on the show. Baby fat ribs. You'll be glad to know. I think the lovely outhouse correspondent Terry G sent me this link. It's a website I've never even heard about. It's called hecklerspray.com. H-E-C-K. H-E-C-K-L-E-R-spray.com.
Can you post that link in the chat, please?
I will, absolutely. But this guy, Stuart Heritage, which sounds like a fake name. Stuart Heritage, he sounds like some kind of bad Native American character in some weird, like, political novel. Stuart
Heritage.
Sure. That's not right, buddy. All right, there's the full length. But anyway, let's go through the top 10 sexiest Muppets. Because I think this is interesting. Now, Kermit, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, yes. Now Kermit is number 10 on the list. Now, this is why, and I wanted to read Stuart's reasoning because I think they're funny. He said that Kermit is number 10 is a controversial choice maybe, but let's look at the facts. Number one, Kermit walks about in the nude all the time. That's it. That's the only fact you need, you fools. Seriously, it doesn't matter what he's doing, whether he's singing a song or how he's sad or excuse me, whether he's singing a song about how sad he is or talking to a little girl about the alphabet, Kermit never wears clothes. And holy crap, does that ever get us going?
And I think we've got a clip of maybe Kermit doing this thing here.
Yes, I could. Oh, it's insanely quiet for some reason.
This is just awkward.
You're not singing the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
This makes me
sick. I
instantly regret this segment.
Yet another mistake on the
text. The letter of
the
alphabet.
Yeah, this is a little awkward. At least in those segments, I tuck it back. You know, and I'm actually, out in the swamp, it's more of a nudist colony thing. I mean, when you have it hanging out all the time, you don't really notice it. I mean, you get used to it. Although Piggy, she gets my tadpoles wiggling, if you know what I mean.
I really, how am I going to top this? So I'm just going to go through the list. I'm not going to read the rest of these because really, there's no point. I mean, Kermit's already won. It's in my get my book. But number 9 is the Swedish Chef. Chef, excuse me, not Chef.
Mooney, Mooney, Mooney. Mr. Mooney, Mooney Burger.
Oh, these are awesome. Fozzie Bear is number 8. So, we're all just a pub looking for our bear.
That's right.
He can, what was that? Did we
have them all?
Oh, man. Fozzie Bear is number 8. Number 7 is Miss Piggy. I thought rather high up on the list. I thought Miss Piggy would be,
I want to be loved by you. Just you and nobody else.
Wow.
Jesus.
Seriously? Wow.
This is the best segment ever.
We should have a Disney flipper trick.
Just slides right
in. Jesus Christ. Number 6 is Sweetums. Now, I recognize the character, but I didn't know he actually had a name. He's like a big monster that used to show up on the Muppet Show. I don't know how to describe him, except he's got a big orange nose, and he's like, he's one of the Muppets that don't look like the rest of the Muppets. Like, he's like 6 feet tall, and he's like, just like a big monster. I don't know. Sweetums. Sam the Eagle is number 5, and Sam the Eagle was, of course, on the Muppet Show, and he's like, an American patriot.
Hold the phone. How did that stuck-up conservative beat me in the countdown?
I'm
going to
go ahead and...
I mean, that guy's got a kick possess. I mean, maybe he's hanging out with Bert and Ernie. Hey, Bert, how would you like to fuck me up the ass? Let's play Hide the Rubber Duggy.
Jeez. Oh, man. All right, well, number 4 is Janice. Janice was the bass player in Dr. Teeth's Electric. No, that's not Janice. That's the dude. The chick with, like, the big lips. She looked kind of like
Daisy.
She looked kind of like Daisy from Daisy of Love, if anybody.
That was me. That was Janice.
No,
I had really long blonde hair. You know, I know I have a flat chest, but I can still suck a dick.
The name of that band was Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. The greatest name ever.
That really is pretty damn cool.
But yeah, I always thought that Janice looked like, if you Google Daisy, I think her name's Daisy LaJoya. She was on the show Daisy of Love. I thought she looked, she has big fake collagen lips. She looks just like Janice from the
really
Muppet
does.
Show.
She kind of reminded me of a little bit of New York from I Love New York, because New York never could, looks like her eyes are closed all the time.
Yeah, but she's black.
Yeah, so it'd be like a yellow version of that.
Was that a reality television show reference?
Although
Janice actually did have an appropriately sexy line in the Great Muppet Caper.
The movie?
Yeah, one of the gags, one of the running gags in it was that she'd say something inappropriate just when everybody in the room shut up, and one of the phrases was, "I'm not taking off my clothes for you or anybody, even if it is artistic."
Wow, he has gotten that down.
I thought I liked the Muppets, but geez. Camille the Chicken is number 3, and now that was the chicken that Gonzo was always trying to fuck. I always thought it was weird that Gonzo was chicken.
Well, Gonzo had a whole harem of chickens.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right. Gonzo didn't just have one chicken. He had a whole bunch of chickens. Like, he had a, yeah, harem
of
chickens.
Yeah, like chicken groupies.
Yeah, but Camilla was his bottom bitch.
Statler and Waldorf is number 2, the two old men that would complain about everything. Of course, they're not sexy at all. I don't know. Yeah. Beaker is number 1. The odd choice.
Well, he looks like a dildo. I mean, that's basically what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take a little fuzzy hair off.
It was Beaker, and the fat one was Bunsen, right? Now,
yep.
here's
the balls. You know, you got Beaker's the dick, Bunsen's the balls. That's what they were thinking.
Jesus. Now here's a little fun thing that you guys can do at home.
Take off your pants.
Yeah. Now, if you get a picture, if you just Google a picture of Bunsen Honeydew, open up your MS Paint or whatever, you know, your little, you know, paint program is. If you have a Mac, I don't know what they call it. But just inside Bunsen's little eyes, draw little black circles. And then take orange and just squiggle some hair and then draw squiggly lines to make a beard, and you've made yourself a Goggs.
Really,
it looks just like Goggs. And
rub one out to that, and you can leave that on this Facebook page.
Yeah. If you guys would bear with me for a second, I actually created one that I posted on his Facebook page that I'd like to share with you. But yeah, again, just to reiterate, if you want to make your very own Goggs that you can make as your desktop wallpaper or whatever you want to do with it, you can just take a picture of Bunsen Honeydew and open your paint program, draw little black eyes inside the glasses. You can also draw little angry eyebrows over the glasses because Goggs is very angry. And then
happy.
And then make little orange hair and a orange beard and... voila.
This will be a step-by-step tutorial on moholeradio.com.
That's
very
right.
New future.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could do like the step-by-step, like,
yeah.
Like draw.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
great.
What's
going to happen?
Yeah. Draw Goggs.
I like
draw
it.
Draw Goggs. Step-by-step.
As many of you know, I fancy myself an artist, so I could try to do that. And I posted a picture of my rendering in the chat. But anyway, God, it is 10:45.
Really?
Insane. But I still got a few more things to rattle out. I don't remember what they are, but...
Go back to the doc.
I wanted to talk about... I if anything, this show is me just going over the same points over and over and over again. But what I want you guys to realize is that you are really getting a window into my everyday... life, my wheelings and dealings, but there's a few websites that I always promote on the show. One of them is GameTrailers.com. One of them is whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com. And the final one is cracked.com. And, of course, the outhousers.com. Now, if you go to those four websites every day, you literally are – and here's the – if you want to live the life of Topo, wake up really fucking early, go to a job that you can't fucking stand all fucking day, then go home, drink way too many beers, so you're actually incapable of ever going out and hanging out with anybody because you're too drunk to leave the house.
That's true. I call him at least once a week, and he can't make it.
But do that. And then log on to those four websites, and you're literally living the life of Topo. And beat off, like, every chance you get. It's quite a lifestyle. But cracked.com has got to be one of my favorite websites. They consistently make me laugh like no other website's business. And throughout the day, they post these lists. That's kind of what they're known for. They post these lists. And one of these lists I thought was one of the funniest things I've ever read. So I wanted to share it with you guys, and I wanted to basically just steal their thunder because I thought it was so funny. So I'm going to let them be funny, and I'm just going to channel their funny. But this list is 8 romantic songs you didn't know were about rape. And as you know, I find rape to be the funniest subject
unless you got raped to one of these songs, in which case it might be about rape to you.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. But let's just go on and say that let's go through their list. Number 8 on the list is Baby It's Cold Outside. Now, this is a double whammy because this is a holiday favorite, Baby It's Cold Outside by Dean Martin and Doris Day. Anytime you go shopping at Christmas time, chances are you're going to hear this fucking song. And this is what Cracked had to say. The offending lyrics are, and the guy part is... should I sing the lyric? I'm not going to sing. I'm just going
to
say it. But the offending lyric is you know what? I can, for you guys, I will. I think it'll make the bit, and I'm going to do this in a female and male voice because it's a 2-part song. I don't have the melody, so I'm just going to, how about I just do it in a female voice, but maybe just a drink more, And then the male, put some more records on while I pour. The neighbors might faint. Baby, it's bad out there. Say, what's in this drink? No cabs to be had out there. So basically, he's telling her not to leave, and he's making her a drink that could have a roofie in it. I'm just gonna read what Cracked said, and I'll just kind of streamline because I've kind of made the same point they did. But the song features the kind of saucy banter your parents think is awesome and probably made your mom hot after a few eggnogs back in the day. What is that noise? Oh,
that was me taking it.
But yeah. It features the saucy banter your parents probably think is awesome and probably made your mom hot after a few eggnogs back in the day. Sick. Curiously, however, in Dean's extended effort to keep his lady friend from leaving for the night, they slip in a somewhat off-putting line in which it's implied that Dean has laced her drink with roofies. Because really, if the weather... I like this. Because really, if the weather won't keep her in the house, date rape drugs are the next best step. Again, cracked.com. This entire segment, this isn't about me being funny. This is how awesome cracked.com is.
Well, I feel like you're reading it hilariously.
I try. in fairness, Dino might just be dropping her or doping her with rum, although that's not really all that much more honorable considering the entire debate is about whether she should drive home. Perhaps best of all is when she wises up and asks what's in the drink, and he glosses over it like it ain't no thing, pointing out that there's no cabs available. So the best case scenario for this holiday gem is essentially Dean Martin forces himself on a woman with the threat of a DUI and potential vehicular manslaughter.
And there you have it.
Number 7 is Summer Nights by Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. Of course, it's a very annoying song from the movie Grease. The offending lyrics, and I'm going to have to do this in a girl and a guy scenario again.
Hang on. I'm going to do the guys. Well, you want to do the girl or you want me to do the guy? How do you want to make this work?
You're much more manly than me, so I'll do the girl.
All right, hang on. Let me get there. All right.
We're not going to actually sing it because I don't know the melody.
I don't know
the melody
either. Yeah. I'm going to say it's sexy. How do you?
So the girl. Tell me more. Tell me more. Was it love at first sight?
Tell me more. Did she put up a fight?
Now, what this lyric is saying is that Grease was a charming musical about how Olivia Newton-John used to be famous. Apparently, it was some sort of play as well. That aside, near the beginning of the story, the two main characters tell their friends about their summer, and because musicals are zany like that, it takes form of a song. While
Richard and Zach,
hey. While our greasy hero Danny Zuko tells his friends about meeting a girl named Sandy, the first thing Danny's friends want to know is if he got laid, and the second question is if she fought back particularly hard. Apparently the T-Bird Amateur Rapist Club is taking notes and wants some idea of what to expect should they find themselves with the opportunity to overpower a special young lady of their own one day.
Wow.
Number six is Brown Sugar from the Rolling Stones. Now, God, this is a long lyric, but
yeah, it keeps going.
The offending lyric is, Old Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields, sold in a, should I do this in a bad Mick Jagger?
Yeah, no, you can keep with it.
All right, fine.
Old
Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields, sold in a market down in New Orleans. Scared old slaver knows what he's doing, all right.
All right. You should have just about midnight.
Damn it. Here, woman with the just might be. Brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Brown sugar like the young girl should. All right. So what he's saying, just to be clear, this is great. Just to be clear, this appears to be a song about raping slaves.
That's pretty much what all the founders of our country did. So.
Because of,
I mean, it's not exactly a secret what was going on.
Because of the catchy beat and repetitive chorus, you may have just assumed this is a song about how Mick Jagger was eluding a case of, what does that say? I don't even know. You would just assume that Mick Jagger had endured another case of decrepit British jungle fever. But it's kind of unmistakable when the first verse talks about slave ships and cotton fields. Let's see. The chorus creeps out of nowhere amidst what's arguably a horrible tale of a slaver sexually abusing his slaves in the middle of the night. How come you taste so good? Is it because you were kidnapped from your home and forced into servitude? Now that's tasty.
Nothing palatable about any of
that.
Oh,
that's funny. That's fucking great. Father Figure is number five by George Michael.
We didn't expect this, huh?
Yes. The offending lyric is, I will be your father figure. I'm not singing. I'm done with singing.
You're doing so well.
I'll be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your preacher teacher. Be your daddy. Anything you have in mind. I will be your father figure. I have had enough of crime. I will be your I will be the one who loves you until the end of time. That's all I wanted. But sometimes love can be mistaken for a crime.
Wow.
So
that's the song about underage girls, not necessarily involved.
Hold on. So what this song is saying, and of course, this is all, you know, this is according to Cracked.com. Sometime after the release of this song, we're not plagiarizing. We've expressed who's written it several times. Yeah. So. Sometime after the release of this song, George Michael was arrested for trying to play a game of soft swords in a public restroom with a cop.
Hang on, real quick. What?
You never heard
of what?
Soft swords.
That, to me, soft swords means
having
flaccid
penises
together.
That's what I assumed. That's what I assumed it was. It's very funny.
Oh, God. That's for real? Hitting me on the line.
Well, he got arrested for... You didn't hear about that? Like,
is that one in the same?
No, I mean, they're making a joke, but it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, right before he came out, he was, going to give him a BJ in the bathroom, and a cop walked in on him, walked into the bathroom while it was going on.
When I use the term soft swords, it worked more.
It's funny, though. Well, no, I think the term obviously is swords, but they made it even funnier by soft swords... flaccid.
Flaccid.
Yeah. Guys beating together their flaccid dicks is much funnier.
God, I wish we had a soundbite of that.
But anyway, he got arrested for trying to play a game of soft swords in a public restroom with a cop. So that's off-putting. But that aside, any song in which the singer wants to become someone's daddy, someone with tiny hands for whom their love could be mistaken for a crime, you got yourself a recipe for creepy as shit stew.
That's awesome.
On a side note, anytime you profess to want to be someone's father and preacher for, quote, anything they have in mind, all you really need to do is offer to be their pony and or Nazi jailer as well, and you're pretty much touched on everything that's ever been awful in the history of ever.
History of ever. That is well said. Don't forget to give credit to the guy that actually wrote
it. I will. This was written by Ian Fortley.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, good job, Ian. We only got a few more people, and then we're going to wrap up because it's getting late.
It's really.
But I still have to drive home. Number four is Maggie May by Rod Stewart, everybody's favorite soft rocker, Rod Stewart. And I'm about to burp again.
I'll make it happen.
Ugh. Oh.
How long the burp sounds like a disappointed sigh.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Things aren't working out.
Yeah.
Ooh, having some diet. I have some digestive problems over here. The offending lyrics of Rod Stewart's song is, all you did was wreck my bed and in the morning kick me in the head. You lured me away from my home just to save you from being alone. You stole my heart. I couldn't leave you if I tried. I suppose I could collect my books and get back to school. All right, now what this song is saying... Well, I think... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it works with Rod Stewart. I don't know when he sings it. This song has been a staple of soft rock stations for years and seems like a pretty standard kind of mind gelatizing love song. I can't even say that. Until you started wondering why Rod's singing about going back to school and maybe going home to his parents one day. Scrolling down. The line about being lured away from home clinches the deal. Maggie is a lonely, lecherous old sex offender who apparently steals little boys with terrible haircuts, fucks them, then mercilessly destroys their bed in the process.
Oh, God. So it's just like middle school all over again.
Jesus, that's funny.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and send a shout-out to the word lecherous.
Yeah, that's a great
one. Yeah, I feel like that is not utilized.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, number three is an obvious one, and one as soon as I clicked on the link, I expected to see. My Sharona.
After 9 coronas.
Radio.com for a heads in the oven cover of my
Sharona. The offending lyric is, never gonna stop, give it up, such a dirty mind, always get it up for the touch of the younger kind.
You know, that could very well have been a fucking a rapper star lyric.
Yeah.
To somebody.
I'm surprised they have.
It's like the Godson passed out on the floor in a pile of his own shit piss.
Talib Kweli or somebody.
Yeah,
or
that black guy.
50 Cent.
Even that, he'd do that.
As long as there's a black guy. What it's saying is, while a quick listen makes it seem like this is a song by idiots that barely understand anything beyond gibberish. It's in fact an ode to philia and general debauchery. Who knew? The singer wants us to know over the course of the song that he really wants to bang the Sharona girl, and apparently that's whether or not she likes it, because or not, because he has no plans of I totally butchered that sentence. He wants to bang this Sharona girl, and apparently that's whether she likes it or not, because he has no plans of stopping. And he always gets it up for younger girls. Normally when you advertise this kind of stuff, Chris Hansen asks to sit down and talk to you. It would have been better if I learned how to read, but reading is tough. Now, number two is a song I've never even heard of. It's Young Girl by Gary Puckett, who I thought was a baseball player that used to play for the Twins.
I think that was Kirby.
Kirby Puckett.
Very well said, sir. Nice.
But the offending lyric to Young Girl, I guess by the picture that they show on the on Crack, they look like a band from the 60s, so I don't know.
Yeah, so but, it's from the 60s. I've heard the song a few times on the oldies station.
Can you sing it?
When the first time it goes like,
it,
young
dude.
Girl,
do
get
it.
Out of my heart. And it's like, I don't know, it's like, you better run, girl. And it's like, the first time I heard it, I was like, what the hell is this? The first time I heard it, I was just like, oh, this is crazy. I was like, he's telling his chick to, like, run. Like, you better run, you know, because, and it's
well, the
like,
lyrics,
the song is just like, it says, you're much too young, girl. I was like, how young? I was like, are we talking like 12, 13?
How
I was like,
how are you?
At least he's giving her a running head start.
Yeah, the lyric is, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. Jesus,
you probably look it up on YouTube sometime, but
yeah, I'm gonna have to now. But what this song is saying, and I like what the first sentence is. This song is almost too obvious of a choice. Clearly it's about a guy who has a thing for a girl who's too young. Underage young? The song came out in 1968, so we're guessing somewhere around 14.
He's probably dead song, you know. Hey. Let's think about when this song came out.
Yeah, free love and all that.
Yeah. Fucking love, man.
Hey, at least he bothered to give her good advice. That shit's creepy. Better run, girl. Yeah, just like you said. It's very odd. This is the end of their statement on the song, though. In a testament to self-control, Puckett immediately goes from trying to dissuade a girl who should be off playing with Barbies or Susan or Susan Sontag dolls. I don't even know what the fuck. Dolls or whatever girls in the 60s were into, to threatening her with unspoken consequences if she doesn't leave. If you don't run away now, I'm going to have to do all manner of acts that aren't permissible since the Middle Ages, and it's your fault.
Okay, there you go.
All right, now it brings me to the last one on the list, which I also think is maybe the best, because I've heard this song a million times. I never would make this connection. But the song is called Possession. It's by Sarah McLachlan. It was like her big hit in the 90s. Sarah McLachlan, she goes on TV with all those sad animals that are like abused nowadays. But she's a singer in the 90s.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. Okay. She was in that whole like era of like Alanis Morissette, like all that nonsense. Yeah, Alanis Morissette, you know.
Mid-90s.
Your favorite singer.
Oh, yeah, she's so talented.
Yeah, she's totally talented. She's brilliant.
I used to know this guy that worked in HVAC like back in the day in high school. And this guy had fucking seven earrings, many tattoos, a bald fucking head, a fucking goatee, and he drove a truck. And he was angry about everything.
Yeah.
And we were fucking working on this house one day, putting the air conditioning like up in the fucking attic, many hundreds of pounds. And he looked at me one day, he's like, did you ever listen to Alanis Morissette? I'm like, she's so terrible. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But Sarah McLachlan, who was also on that awful Canadian Olympic intro that we watched. Yeah. And just as a sidebar to this whole thing about Sarah McLachlan, I don't think she's traditionally hot, but there's something very sexy about her. She looks good there, right?
Yeah, no, there's some sort of conspiracy happening in her face breast area.
But it bothers me with those damn sad dog and cats. I don't want to see those dogs abused. It's like, I'll give you any amount of money to stop showing those fucking commercials. I guess that's the point. Yeah. But anyway, her song is called Possession, and the offending lyrics is as follows. And I would be the one to hold you down, kiss you so hard, I'll take your breath away. And after I'd wipe away the tears, just close your eyes, dear.
You know this song. I listen to it before I go to bed.
Now, what this song is saying, this almost seems innocuous at first, maybe describing a little rough play going on up in Canada for Sarah, but nothing crazier than when Grandpa and Grandma break into the schnapps on their anniversary. except that this song was... This is really fucking crazy. This song is inspired by McLaughlin's brush with a stalker who sent numerous crazy as a shithouse rat letters to her. The stalker actually, this is the most nuts part of the whole story. The stalker actually sued McLaughlin after the song was released for plagiarism, alleging she used the contents of his letters in the song. But the case never made it to trial because he killed himself, potentially because he realized he was obsessed with Sarah McLaughlin for some fucking reason.
Yes!
Nice.
Ohio. In any event, it's safe to assume that when he wrote about holding her down and kissing her so hard it takes her breath away, he meant it in the horrifying literal sense and probably intended on stuffing her with old socks and keeping her on the sofa for the next few years. Well, I, again, everyone should check out crack.com. I literally check it out every single day. They always have something that makes me laugh. Yeah, that's a totally free plug. But God willing, one day, maybe I could be a contributor to crack.com, because obviously I love their sense of humor.
Check out moleholeradio.com
yes.
in the future, you know, for maybe some sort of crack.com link back.
That's absolutely true. But check out, and thank you again, Ian Fortley, because that article was absolutely hysterical. And again, it wasn't plagiarism, because we've cited our reference many times.
We bowed down.
I'm not like Jay Leno and like read that whole thing and said it was all mine, you know.
I heard
he sucked.
Yeah, you know, you got some cards. Hey, you got a girlfriend?
Hey, Conan. But anyway, guys, it's 11 o'clock.
You know,
we were going to talk
about
some
top,
shit.
Topo.
Dude, Taylor, where did you show up?
You just come in? Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I'm a mad man. Yeah, I'm an ass man!
Bam, bam. Yeah, I don't.
Fact, that song is
what's
about
up,
rape.
Dude?
Did you know that?
Ass man. I love to love
ass
him.
Man.
I love to shove him. I love to kick him. I love to pick him. I don't even
In the second verse, he says, I'm a lover of every kind. The best surprises always sneak up from behind. So if that's not surprise,
amen,
but sex, I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, if there's something better than surprise, but sex, I don't know what it is.
If surprise butt sex is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. That's a better way to put it than I was going to say, yeah. But it's good to have you, Jude.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening. I've been on for a while listening, but you didn't introduce me, so I couldn't play my intro.
I'm sorry.
Without my
intro music, I can't talk. I did not have the chat. I liked how you got mad at yourself, too, and you're like, oh, shit. You're like, God damn it. I didn't have the chat window up, so I didn't see you pop in.
He's been having his finger hovering over the Jude button for the past 2 fucking hours. It's pathetic.
But, I listened to that last segment, and that was a good list, I have to say. You know, I enjoyed it. But...
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I felt that it lacked something. It was missing probably, the greatest song about rape of all time that you wouldn't know was
what
about rape.
What song would that be?
This is you really got to listen very carefully because it's subtle. It's not
okay.
You can't tell right away from the title of the song or from listening to the lyrics right off the bat. But I think that if you give careful consideration to what the message of this song is, it was only about a minute and a half long. So I'm gonna play it for
all
you,
right.
If that's okay.
Go ahead, please.
Your tricks used to make me drool. I had a chance. I gave you to your underpants. I'm gonna rape you.
That was awesome. G.G. Allen is the man. Rest in peace.
It was subtle, right?
Rest in peace,
when he
you
says,
freaking weirdo scumbag junkie. Now, he really is, though, dude. Like, he was a reprehensible human being, but he's a brilliant rock star in his own way.
I thought you were going to go with
the
Sweet Caroline.
The meaning of rock and roll was epitomized
I agree.
By G.G. Allen, I think, more than anybody
now,
else.
The thing that always fucked me up about G.G. Allen is, like, he didn't seem like a stupid guy. Like, when he'd actually have some pretty interesting thoughts. Like, I read an interview with him that he did in prison, and it was also they recorded it on one of his albums. I forget which one, but he talks about how, like, rock and roll wasn't dangerous at the time, and that he wanted to bring, like, an element of danger into rock and roll, and that, you know, rock and roll at its core should be scary. And it's like, I totally agree with that. Like, that still applies today. Like, it just sucks that, like, his brand of being scary was, like, almost too scary. Because, like, he'd actually, like, probably murder people and, like, rape people. But there is a little bit of truth into what he says, you know. But he was a scary motherfucker, that's for sure. But
the world needs him today. The world needs a G.G. Allen.
I agree.
I actually agree.
And you know,
we're soft for it.
A lot of musicians have been shocking and say they'd kill themselves on stage, like lame ass Insane Clown Posse, even though they like to act like they never said that. Now, G.G. Allen always said he'd die on stage. He's the only one I actually believe. I think he literally would have died on stage. I mean, probably not by his own choosing. He probably just OD'd on stage, but he would have died on stage if he given the opportunity. He would have died on stage. No doubt. But anyway, Jude, did you hear about we secured a domain?
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we moholeradio.com.
TopoRimshots.com, right? TopoRimshots.
Yeah, it's the moholeradio.com is up. We're gonna get shit rolling on that. Try to add some stuff, and I don't know. We're gonna do a whole bunch of stuff. So. I hope to get some cross promotion from the Outhousers, if you'd be so kind, and also some suggestions. You know, I know you and I were talking about, like, web design stuff, and I don't really know too much about the specifics, but any kind of feedback that you could give us would be greatly appreciated. And that also goes for anybody in the listening audience when we get the shit running.
Are you setting something
What's that?
Up? You're setting a website
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
Hey, this is Vinny. I wanted to change friends here. Kevin's friends, rather.
You can say DJ, but it's money.
Yeah, we have the domain all set up. We've got a couple of templates selected out. We're going to customize them to Topo's preference. And eventually, what we hope to do is have the show streaming from that domain. You know, as opposed to TalkShoe, and we'll have things updated at the very least every Tuesday.
Awesome.
So I check out your website over at Outhousers. It's really good. I'm not going to get into too many technical details, but I noticed the Joomla template you had over there, very cool. We're doing something very similar over here. And if you have any suggestions, definitely send it over to us. I'll
I'm going to go ahead and shoot you my email so we can talk back and forth and hopefully exchange some cool ideas.
Do
that, please.
I don't have...
And we'll talk about how to get the cross-promotion up and going there. Definitely.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Because I have no ideas. I have no idea what any of this shit is. Like, I just need people to tell me what they need from me, and that's good. Like,
let me go ahead and lay my plan out right here. I'm going to charge Topo, you know, at least 3 times the amount it's going to cost me to get this work.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll kick it back to you as well. Yeah, so let's get this chain happening. Let's make this work.
Damn it. I'm right here. I heard that. Hopefully.
No, that's the best part. We're doing it in your face.
Damn it. That's the worst time to do it. But anyway, guys, we're very excited about getting the website kicked off and started. And again, I am very excited about getting rid of TalkShoe because I hate it so much. But anyway, it is 11:15, and I still have to drive home because I'm at Vinny's DEF CON 4 right now at his house. So...
I couldn't get him to drink it up.
No. But anyway, I'm going to go around the room. Southwest Pennsylvania has been on the line, I think, the entire show. Did you want to... Southwest PA, did you want to say something, bud? Or if you're there, maybe not. Prozac.
I wanted to say that you guys are totally awesome.
Oh, thank you. Hey, whoa.
On the internet.
Thank you, Southwest PA. Prozac, you there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to have any... Do you have any parting words for everybody?
Penny's returning with the comic book Smackdown on the 28th at 11:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think he's the first of the outhouse talk shows that I ventured onto, and that's what eventually led me to your show and the other one.
Sweet.
And got me hooked, so...
Petty worked on the new Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland movie, so I'm sure he'll talk about that a little bit. So that'll be exciting. Get some industry insider info, maybe.
Yep, there'll be some freaky stuff. And if any of you guys like still buy comic books, if you go check out my dad's site, kermitspad.net, you get the most strictly graded comic books on the fucking planet.
Is it really called kermitspad.net? Like, is that why do such an incredible Kermit impression?
No. My dad was named Kermit before the frog. Before
oh,
the
okay.
Puppet came out. And by the way, he actually, like, hates the fucking frog. I'm a fan of Muppets. Like, I was a fan of the show growing up. And then, plus, I always got to entertain the kids.
You do a phenomenal every Muppet. Like, you had every Muppet on that list you could do. It was almost disturbing that you could dial it up. Even the bass player from the Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. That was amazing.
I have the biggest fabric boner I've ever had in my entire
life. You should do a Sesame Street edition sometime. I'm actually more up to date on those guys.
I don't know if I could even I don't know if I could hang with it. Like, it's tough, but I'll see what I can do. Maybe we'll work something out. Maybe on like your birthday or something, we'll do it. You know,
we'll have a live.
I know it's just locked out, and we have to do that.
I can't deal with that. Oh, that's awesome. Jude, are you there, Mr. Terror, sir, the Ass Man? No, everyone's gone.
That's the end of the show. Thank you, people, for tuning in.
Well, Jude says that death to fake metal, and you're all a bunch of poser losers. If you like Pantera, you suck. Vinny, you have any closing words for our audience?
As a matter of fact, I do. Moleholeradio.com,
like
coming
it.
Soon.
That's right.
Give it a week. As of February 23rd, one more week, and we will be online with videos, documents, blogs, whatever else is fucking hip to the kids. It's going to happen. Moleholeradio.com.
Nice. And, that's awesome. And also, I just want to say thanks for listening, everybody. You're fantastic and wonderful. I love each and every one of you. I would actually... One day I will finance a trip where I will go to each one of your houses and give you a hug. every one of you. I will give you at least one hug and two if you really want one. But you guys can always tell your friends to check us out on iTunes or tell them to bookmark moleholeradio.com right now. That way they can update it every day. Also check out the very fantastic outhousers.com, www.theouthousers.com. And finally, if you want to fall asleep listening to a podcast, listen to the Outhousers podcast on Sunday nights. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Jude's on that show. It's very entertaining. I'll see you guys next week, Tuesday, 8:30. Have a good night, and I am going to fall asleep on my way home. And where the hell is... Hold on. Now I can't figure out how to turn the goddamn talk show off.
Talk show.
Guys, fucking go smoke weed or something. I don't know.
Love you.